want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Gene Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is, you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. If you're not ready to learn, then take your ass two doors down with the rest of those crying bitches. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. It is Game. Wait, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is Game Time.
All right. What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to the show. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Hope everybody's doing good tonight. As we say before, we always do give a shout out to all the guys in the chat room. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody's doing good. Shout out all you guys out there, to those that got the record. You always being Man Mindset History. Yeah, shout out to those guys as well. Ladies, if you listen to this show, you know who you are. What's up, ladies? How you doing? And we got some game to go, man. We got a lot to talk about. But before we always talk about the show, we always ask you guys to go ahead and get your notebooks out, gentlemen. Please go ahead and take notes. Guys, ask questions. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, don't know what to say, put a T in there. If you have a woman saying something to you that is throwing you off, put a W in there, and we will answer that right off the bat. So make sure y'all do that. And also, gentlemen, make sure you guys do your puzzles. You just joining us. Get your puzzles. Make sure you get your puzzles and stuff. We always got to push that to you guys. Whew. Hope everybody's doing good, man. We got a good show for y'all today, man. A good show for y'all today. So we're going to chop it up. A lot of guys are going to talk about procrastination in the game and how it hurts you. And like I said, the lines are open, too, if y'all want to call in 563-999-3056 is the number. Call in if you have a question. Guys, put a Q in there if y'all got a question. You know how we do it. We got y'all covered. We're here to chop it up. But let's go ahead and get this going, man. Oh, right. Bernie, damn. I keep forgetting. Gentlemen. What you are about to listen to, what you're about to hear, is 100% original, 100% authentic. Gentlemen, make sure that y'all, if you hear any of this from anybody else, somebody just took that shit from me. Everything that we talk about and everything that we teach you on this show comes straight with game, okay? Not trying to mimic anybody or anything like that, okay? So let's get into this and let's chop it up. Now, when it comes to procrastination and how it hurts you in the game, I think sometimes we are looking at procrastination, insecurities, and all that. I think we're always looking at the wrong things. You know, sometimes we always ask the question, are our insecurities holding us back? You feel like something's holding you back from what you want to do. I'll give you all an example, man. I am so disappointed in one of my clients, man. So disappointed. He knows he's fucked up. And he say, Steve, I want to learn. I want to be a man. I want to stand on my four. I want to learn the game, and I want to flow. And I said, all you got to do is follow what I'm telling you. I got you. I see things that you don't see, so I have you covered. This motherfucker just decides to do his own thing. Fuck, he's supposed to hook up with some chick. She didn't even hook up with him. She ignored him on the hookup. Then all of a sudden, she calls him up and they're talking on the phone. Say, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you talking to someone that's disrespecting you, big dog? And he didn't even have an answer to that shit. Then she's like, man, you know, you're drunk or whatever. Come to my place. He gonna ask for what? And he went over, man, he even smacked. I'm like, man, what's wrong with y'all? But this is what I'm saying, man. And this is why it's important to stand on your square, know your fours, and understand the game. Because so many of you guys, the reason why you are procrastinating and the reason why, well, yeah, you know what? Hold on a second. Yes, right. Yes, it is different. You're right. Absolutely, brother. But even though it's different from the other side of the street, in order to get to the other side, all you got to do is follow the playbook. And I know for a lot of you guys, it's difficult because you can't see the move. A lot of you guys think that, oh, my God, if I stand up for myself, if I check her bad behavior, if I cut her off, if I say no, if I walk away, if I stand on my motherfucking square, I'm going to lose the woman. And then everything goes wrong. It just tumbles. Got to wake up, guys. But as I was saying, man, so many of you guys meet women and have this idea in your head of all the possibilities that the two of you could have, either in bed or whatever. You think about all these things, okay? You think about when you meet her for the first time, you're imagining maybe having sex with her, imagining spending time with her, or unfortunately imagining having a relationship with her. You see her from across the hall, you see her in the store, you see her in the market, and you want to make your move, but for some reason, you just can't connect the dot to get yourself to do the thing that you want to do. And it seems like there are these weights that are on you. You see the woman, you know you want to talk to her, whether you're online or offline, you see her, and there's so much interest. You want to put your bid in, but you just don't know how to do it. You just don't know what to do because you feel like, I don't want to mess this up. I don't want to screw up what's happening right now. You know what I mean? But have you ever asked yourself, as you grow in the game, what's holding me back? Okay? What's slowing me down? What's the thing that's giving me excuses and blame and not being able to do the thing that I want to do? Gentlemen, now I always talk about the woman, about the three levels of trust with the woman. The first trust is no trust. The second trust is trust. The third trust is sexual trust. Now we're going to go to the other side of the scale. Gentlemen, the reason why most of you don't do anything. And the reason why most of you procrastinate in this is because there is no trust in yourself. And see, without trust in oneself, there will always, gentlemen, be uncertainty. There will always be an individual questioning himself on the things that he wants to do, because in his mind, he wants to do these things. But does he trust himself enough to actually go about doing it? Or does he trust himself? Does he trust himself to actually deal with the repercussions of his actions? Good job, man. Yes, very good job. I appreciate it, big dog. Good show. Good job. Good job. But what I'm saying for you guys out here, that because one does not trust itself, and this is what this is all coming down to. See, we all think that it is actually fear or lack of confidence that slowing us down, that's stopping us, okay? Okay? And the truth of the matter is, have you ever thought about this? Do you trust or actually trust yourself with the behavior? Do you trust that the behavior that you're going to do is going to lead you to get you to the end result? If she says, I need space, tell her goodbye because she's fucking somebody else. So, but getting back to you guys. Without trust, gentlemen, there's always going to lead you to a uncertainty that is going to force each and every one of you to hesitate on doing things, to overanalyze things that are just simple to do. And which that does, it leads to paranoia, it leads to insecurities, it leads to anxiety and all this other stuff. But the worst part about it in that trust is the fact that most of you guys are too busy judging yourselves, okay? Too busy judging yourselves, all right? 3K, I don't know what an I is. What does an I mean? Let me see. Q for question, T for text, S for statement, W for woman. What is an I? I don't know. Dude, I don't know what the I is, but I'll read this. I don't know what the I is, but is there a too soon of a move in a lady that you have a deep connection with? There is no, you don't have a deep, that's not a, okay. My brother, you are, it's okay, 3K. My brother, listen, you don't have a deep connection with this woman. She doesn't want to fuck you. Are you getting any pussy out of this three months of dating? What are you getting from this woman? Because if you're looking for a deep connection, then you're playing the feminine role in all of this, meaning that the woman should want the deep connection. The woman should have the feelings and want to connect with you. You should not ever think that you have a deep connection with somebody, because that somebody should be connecting to you because you're the one that's deep. They should feel connected to you on a much deeper level because the way you move is totally different from everybody else. But you're saying that too soon to move in with a lady you have a deep connection with. My brother, you don't know her yet. And the fact that you want to move in or even thinking about moving in shows that that woman is running game on you. You're the mark. 305, I got you, brother. I'll bring you in 1 second, 305. Well, you get back in 1 second. Let me grab this call, brother. But, dude, you're the mark in this shit, man. 305, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man?
Hey, Steve. It's 3K. I decided to call in. I didn't want to.
What's good, 3K? All right, 3K, talk to me, dog.
I appreciate
the call, man. I thank you for the call, man. I'm already past you. Now, I might fail you at the end of this shit, but I'm going to pass you for calling in. and explaining yourself. So what is going on? What do you mean deep connection, brother? Talk to me.
Well, I've been dating this girl for 3 months, and she's deeply in love with me. She's offered, you know, she's offered her space to me, cooks for me, cleans for me. She says that she knows I'm the one and things of that nature. I'm just iffy if it's
right.
too soon or because right, I,
well,
I feel like I was still.
All right, real quick, 3K. Mm-hmm. Every woman I fuck with says the same thing. I am the one because I know I'm the one. And I know what you're feeling is, oh, it's, you should feel this way because I'm that bad of a motherfucker. I'm not surprised. I'm never surprised about how women feel about me because they're supposed to feel a deep connection with you. They're supposed to be in love with you. They're supposed to be infatuated with you. They're supposed to be attracted to you. So these are minor basic things of a man. They're supposed to be that way because I'm an anomaly. I'm not like every guy. So I know what I bring to the table, and I know I'm a bad motherfucker, right? But my
right.
question to you, my brother, is what is special about this woman? What is special about her?
She's independent. She's extremely caring.
How old are you? Are you 30 or 31?
31.
Okay. And how old is she?
She's 34.
Okay. I want you to listen to me, okay, to understand something.
Yes.
That 34-year-old woman not going to go up to 18. She was 18, 19 or 20 when she got in college. She was out there doing Lord knows what. I'm not saying she's doing a bad horse shit. I'm saying she's having a lot of fun, right? And when
right.
that 34-year-old got to 25, she made a decision. Now, there are two roads a woman could go through. If you look to the left, there is use my body, use my tight body, my looks to find a husband, live happily ever after, or use my looks to gain favors from other guys. Now, knowing that if I gain favors, now there's a trap to this, knowing that I gain favors, that eventually when it comes time to finding a man to settle down with, you're going to have to do some work. Or you can go find that guy and live happily ever after. And most women say, you know what? No, I'm going to go down this road where I'm going to party, have fun, chauffeurs, fix things, buy me things, and all this other stuff. But then when she hits her 30s and hit 34, okay, when she's 34, or even around 32, she realizes that, holy shit, I made a mistake. I should have fucking found that guy at 25, but now that I'm in my 30s, I need to have a baby. The older I get, yeah, they can have babies in their 40s, but you know, the baby's gonna have some fucked up shit. I don't know why it does that. It just does that. But a lot of women in their 30s right now, oh man, that's when they're gonna fix themselves up. That's when they're gonna do everything that you want them to do. Now, hey, have you ever? You remember as a kid, you ever remember that did your parents ever read you like bedtime stories or anything when you were small? Okay, have you ever heard of the story of Hansel and Gretel? Ever heard of that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
of course. Right, they were in the forest, they got lost and shit, and then they saw a house made of fucking gingerbread. And it had candy canes and lollipops and candy and gummy bears. It was like, oh, my God, this is so amazing because out of all the places in the land, this is an amazing place. Oh, my God, and let me pick some of the gingerbread and eat it. Oh, my God, it's real. And all they did was eating. They were so enamored with what was on the outside. But that story is telling y'all something in life that these women do. That's what suckers you in by the submission they're doing. But you're not looking at why they're submitting, brother. Because someone like this, and there's no knock on her, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing in what she's doing. What I'm saying is you got to see what's going on in front of you. She's
right,
older
right.
now. She has had, listen, she has had from 18 to 34, meaning what? How many years? Like 15 years? Was that about 15, 14 years? How many years is that? 18,
right, right.
10, 20, yeah, 28, 7. So, yeah, she had a grip of time to lock down and find a man, right? Find a husband and all the other stuff. But now that she's 34, there are things nipping at her. The women at her job are judging her because she can't find that, not married. Maybe the bosses are looking at her because, you know, they want a family structure. There's a lot of judgment going around among her friends. Maybe her friends are all married now and she's not married. You know, there's a lot of things going on with women. And then 3K, here you come along, right? Here you come along. And see, listen, and understand this, 3K.
Yeah.
There's what you're saying they're supposed to be like. I just want to let you know. 470, I got you next. But what you see right now, my brother, they're supposed to be in love with you. They're supposed to be infatuated with you. But you must hold the line. You must hold the line, 3K. You're not going to move in with her. What is she to you? A chick you fucking hanging out with?
No, she's my girl. That's my girl.
When did you make her your girl?
Last month.
So 2 months. Why did you make her your girl?
Because she's independent, because she's kind, we have a lot in common, because she owns her own, she has everything, she has all of her shit straight, like owns her own business, does fashion, she listens. She accepts feedback when I give it to her as far as, like, things I don't like and adjust right away. So she's someone that I see myself with long term.
Okay, 3K. She's someone that suckered you into being blind to think that she's someone you could be in with long term. Yeah. Ask this question, 3K. If she's all these things, why the fuck hasn't she been married now? Why ain't she in a relationship now? If she has all these qualities that you say, shouldn't someone have swooped her up at 22, 25, or 28 years old, my brother?
Yeah, she went through a bunch of things when she was younger around that age. She had cancer. Her father just passed away as well, too, so...
But that has none of your business, though.
No, it's
none
not.
Of your business. Well, I'm saying, listen, I'm just saying to you, 4-7, hang tight. I don't want you to rush into anything right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same.
And what a lot of guys do is that they get in this Hansel and Gretel situation, and you're not even looking at what's in front of you. If you're 34, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to be extra nice, extra sweet. Let me ask you this question. Just say you are, but I hope you're not, but I know you are. Are you having unprotected sex with her?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Okay. Why? Why? You're setting yourself up, brother. You don't
Why?
Even...
Because we had an agreement prior that even if something does happen, she said that she's not ready for a child. So that's why. Like, we're both clean and she doesn't want a kid right now.
Until she's ready to have one.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I'm saying is she's ready to have one. But you don't see it. You never let a woman tell you what to do with your dick and saying an agreement. What are you talking about, man? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm saying,
what am
I doing? I need you to play king, man. Do not fucking get that involved with somebody because, look, she's trying to give you everything. Sometimes, man, y'all got to be careful, man. I'm not saying not date her or not see her. I'm saying slow the fuck down. Let me know. I mean, I need to see more things about you. I mean, come on, man. And I know you told her you loved her. You're in love with her, aren't you? Go ahead, because I know she your girl. You talking about she loved you. I know every time she say I love you, you tell her you love her back, right?
Yeah, I tell her I love her. Yeah, definitely.
And you love her, don't you? You're in love with her, aren't you?
No,
you're in love with her, right?
I love her, but
I'm just asking you, are you in love with her or not? Yes or no? You tell me. Are you in love? Listen, see, this is why you're trying to flip this. I'm asking you. You know what love is to you. Are you in love with her?
No.
Then why are you telling that woman you're in love? Why are you saying something that you don't believe in? This is what I'm, young man, this is what I'm talking about. When you say something to a woman, you got to stand on that shit because it is truly coming from you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're not doing that. You're not doing that. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense.
Don't tell her you love her. Because I don't want you guys falling in love with women. Falling to respect. She hasn't done enough to be worth your time yet. And yet you're giving her girlfriend benefits. And I understand for a lot of you guys, it feels good for the first time maybe in your life to have a woman roll fruit at your feet. But all that shit sometimes is deadly and dangerous when you're dealing with somebody that's 34 years old, has not been married, no kids. What do you think do you actually think that she doesn't want to have children?
I know she wants to have kids. She told me she's not ready for kids now.
Do you want that? Do you want that?
Yeah, of course, eventually.
Why?
Why do I want kids? I want to leave a legacy. I want to be around.
Then for something that important to you, don't you think you should evaluate her a little bit longer to make sure that she ain't fucked up? You're getting a happy did she tell you about her last relationship?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, she was engaged, and she's had a fiance before, and she mentioned that she cheated and that she messed up.
Boy, I love how they just telling you what's going to happen to you, and you don't even see it. You don't see it. You don't see it. Now, I appreciate she telling you the truth, but there's some fucking red fucking flags. Wasn't she in love with her fiance? Huh?
Yes.
Don't you think she was doing everything she was doing with you with him? Yes. Huh?
Yes. But at the same time, her fiance is not me. You know, and that's the perception.
Okay, I understand. Wait. I understand the fiance is not you, but you're like the fiance because you're the mark. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense.
Hold on, what the fuck is this? Oh, I think it's my delivery. Yeah, what up? Hello?
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, leave the package out at the gate.
Okay.
Hey, where you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Oh, you from Nigeria? Hey, man, say something in Nigerian.
Your friend is in Nigeria?
Yeah, say, no, say something like, I got the package at your gate in Nigerian.
Okay.
Say that.
Motiwa, motiwa.
Okay, one more thing I want you to say real quick. Hey, say one more thing, Bidong Nigerian. Say, leave that bitch alone in Nigerian.
I can't say that because the line, you are being recorded. This is not my line.
Is that your line? Okay. All right. Well, yeah, just leave the packages at the gate, okay, my brother? All right. I appreciate you, man. All right. Sorry. That's how I am. I'm fun. Now, getting back to you, brother. What I'm saying to you, man, is that you're the actual mark in all this. Now, hold on. 407, be patient with me, okay? Hold on. Stay right there, 407, okay? Wait, 305, you hold on 1 second so we can talk. You hold on 1 second, brother.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, stay right there. I appreciate you. Stay right there. Let me get to 407 real quick. And I got you because I had him on for a minute. 407, what's your question real quick? What's up, brother?
Hey, Dean, it's Damien. You talk about these poetry clubs, and I can't really tell if it's my mind fucking me or not. I'm trying to look for one to go to.
Is it
a slam night or an open mic session?
Yeah, there's slam nights and things like that.
So,
when you get to the club,
so
you have
a choice of which one I can go to.
Yeah, well, no, you go to all those things, but find out when is it spoken word night. I mean, slam clubs are like spoken word, but there are some clubs that let you know, just spit spoken word. So you just got to
ask. Let me write that down, spoken word.
Yeah, just spoken word, man, okay?
All right, thank you, Dean.
All right, throw you back in. Thank you, brother. All right, now back to you, 305. Y'all want to call in, y'all can. 305. 305, listen.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that women know game, okay? The older she gets, the desperation starts to come in because she knows she's battling Father Time. And she knows after her 30s, she's got to fix her shit right to find a guy that's a mark. Now, listen, no knocking. This is no disrespect to you. But what I'm saying is that, okay, you know the pool hall and how marks work? You know how they work?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you an example. I see you at the pool hall, right?
Right.
How I know you're a mark is that you're the guy with the pool hall case. You got a brand new stick, and your chalk has never been touched. I can tell those things from you that you're green, okay? So what I'm saying is when she saw you, there were some things that you either said that or you either did to show her that you were green. So in the pool hall analogy, what happens is that where the guy goes in, he befriends the person. Hey, let's play a few games and all this other stuff. And he keeps losing. Gives the guy a lot of confidence. And then what he'll say is, hey, man, you know what? Fuck that. Let's put some money on this, man. Let's put some money on this. Let me go ahead and let's put $300 down. You got $300, let's bet $300, right? And he'll lose the $300. God damn it. Fuck it. Let's go double or nothing, or let me put another 600 down. You want to go again? And he'll build the confidence up so high that the guy again, caller, would take his money. But see, remember, I always teach you guys about magic. See, the thing about magic, and welcome all those guys listening, the thing about magic is that the trick is not looking in my left hand. It's really it's in my right hand. And what happens is that the woman right now, she knows that, and unfortunately, and it's no knocking 305, she knows that you've never been treated like that before. That's where all the excitement is from. She knows that all these women are not doing the things that she's doing now. And because she's doing these things to you, it's going to make you think that what she's doing is special. Does
right,
that make any
right,
sense,
right.
my brother? Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, right. So you make it think special. Now, let me explain this to you, brother. It's not special. That's what all women should be doing. But because you haven't seen that before, oh, my God, she's cooking for you, cleaning for you, doing all these things for you that these women never did before. And, wow, we have so much in common. I feel like we are connected on a deeper level. But the mark or the woman that is running game, the hustler in her, she knows how to position. You know, I'm always teaching you guys, listen to me, how to position yourself with women. How to position yourself to get what you want, okay? What she is doing is exactly that. All she's doing is positioning herself to get you to do the things that you don't even want to do, because you even told me you're not in love with her, but yet she's already got you telling her she's in love. You're in love with her. You love her back. And you don't even love her.
Yeah, because I said that based off a conversation we had, because we were talking about, you know, how we felt. We weren't in love with each other, but we did love each other. Like, we care for each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Yes, but she told you, I love you, and you said, I love you back, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because...
That's position. I'm just showing you, that's position. You fucking her without rubbers wasn't your idea. She let you... Remember, every time you think you're in control, especially when you're in your dream, you're really not in control. She's making all the moves. And on top of that, after 3 months, you're considering moving in with her, right?
Yes.
See that? Who do you think created and positioned themselves to make you feel like she's so special that this is the one I want to move in with, or this is the one I want to spend my life with?
You said why?
Yeah, I'm asking you. What is it that makes you want to move in with her?
Well, because I'm about to move. So I'm looking at different housing options and whether I want to, you know, move here or there. And she told me that I can move in. I don't have to pay rent or anything. I can just, you know, pay for the food. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. I know. Okay. And then again, I always tell you, the Three Little Pigs, Hansel and Gretel, even though they're children's stories, women are doing this shit right now to unsuspecting guys that don't know game. You're looking at the gingerbread house. You're looking at all the nice trimmings, thinking that, wow, if it's like this on the outside, oh, my God, let's go inside. You see what I'm saying?
Does that make any sense?
I said that you're like Hansel and Gretel. You're so excited about what's outside that you're ready to make a commitment to a woman you know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. And I can understand that, you know, and I can make that, you know, based off of your feedback, I can step back, you know what I'm saying? I can speak to her and express.
And I'm not saying break up. I'm not saying break up. I'm just saying slow down.
No. I didn't say break up either. I just said just take a step back and prolong the process, not moving.
Yeah.
Maybe think, wear rubbers, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep myself in a position where I'm not indebted to any situation.
A position of power. Position of power.
Exactly.
Because you moving in with her means that, goddamn, she could kick you out whenever she want to kick you the fuck out. You piss her off. And you fucking her with no rubbers, man, knowing she wants to have a baby. She's just checking about how you ovulate. And based on her ovulation, man, this is going to be the night. I need a nut in me. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's a miracle. We got a miracle baby. We're pregnant now. Wait, whoa, I thought
but
you
she said
we
doesn't want to have a baby now.
Says the woman that, okay, what protection is she using right now?
None.
Okay, brother, I understand y'all checked each other out and y'all are clean and healthy, which is wonderful. She's not on any kind of protection, no, nothing, nothing? And you're fucking her raw? Do you understand that pre-cum can get a woman pregnant? You know what pre-cum is, gentlemen? My young guy, pre-cum is when you don't come, but it leaks out. And that little leakage is strong enough to float its ass and hit something and get her pregnant. That's why some guys, I had a good pull-out game, man. I pulled out. How did I get it? Because of pre-cum. What I'm saying to you, my brother, is you got to protect your legacy. I'm not saying not be with her, but this 3 months is not enough time. It's not enough time. She's rushed. I don't know why you pushing me to move in with you and all this. No, listen, fuck. But wear rubbers. Protect your seed. Something is odd to me why a woman will not protect her body, but she says she doesn't want kids. That doesn't make any sense to me. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, she's her body, her reproductive system is really sensitive to contraceptives. You know what I'm saying? Like she, because of the
I love that. Yeah. Oh man, hey man. Well, I love how they run that kind of game. Well, you know what? If you're having problems with, hey, look, epidurals, they got tons of ways to protect your body. But if she is, if she's not like that, you got to wrap up, man.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah, no pressure. I'll do that.
So, yeah, stop that deep stuff, brother, okay? You got to get that out, man. Get that out, okay?
Yeah. Now, I just, you know, I got to see the situation for what it is. You know what I'm saying? I got to take
a step
back.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, keep us updated, okay? Well, we'll throw you back in, but keep us updated. But, man, don't do that right now, man. You have too much going to ball right now. You should be fucking, I don't even want you really in a relationship until, I mean, you need threesomes, orgies. You need to fuck somebody's woman while they watch. You need to have fun, man. Have fun. Live. But don't lock in with somebody that's giving you, it's just really odd. This person is giving you, like her fiance, the same benefits, but she cheated on her fiance. She cheated on him. The same benefits you got from her, she cheated on him. Just remember that, okay?
All right,
3K. All right, good call, man. I appreciate you, brother, okay? We got your back.
Hey,
just call in whenever, man. Great call, okay, my brother? I respect you. I appreciate you, man. Come on, guys. Y'all got to get on it. Guys, I got questions to answer as well. General, we're talking about overcoming procrastination as well. Let me get into a little bit of that before we read some of the emails and stuff like that. Gentlemen, if you were just joining us, we're talking about procrastination. But what a lot of you guys don't understand how procrastination starts, it starts with a lack of trust in oneself. When one does not trust what he is going to do or how he's going to do it, what happens is that's the judgment. Remember, I told you guys, no one's talking to you about the three judgments. The first judgment is judgment of self, and this is what we're talking about. Then that'll trigger judgment of woman and trigger judgment of what I got to do to fit in her narrative. But we're not talking about those two and three. We're talking about number one. When you don't trust yourself, that's where the tension comes in to stopping you from growing as a man, because a lot of you guys are riddled with insecurity, okay? You are always, unfortunately, looking for somebody outside of you to help you boost your own self-esteem, okay? And here's the problem when you rely on other people to either make you happy or to boost your self-esteem. It's called self-worth for a reason, because it's for self. It's not that person worth or that person giving me worth. It's self-worth. And you can get it. And see, this is where, even with 305, it was a great call, 3K, great call, my brother. A lot of guys out there, if you listen to 3K, it was a great call. If you listen to the young man, you'll hear that, you know, a lot of people who know game and know how to get what they want will make you feel like you're the most valuable thing. And a lot of us don't want to lose that, gentlemen. I understand that. A lot of y'all don't want to lose that. But what I'm saying is, 3K, it's all good. They just showing you love, 3K. They're showing you love. But what I'm saying is that when you don't have any self-worth, you cannot get self-worth from anybody but yourself. But on the other hand, gentlemen, how can one get self-worth when one doesn't even trust himself to do what one wants to do in front of a woman? Think about how that works. And this is why a lot of you guys are having the issues you're having with women. And why you're procrastinating with women, okay? All these things are built on how your self-worth is. And this is where a lot of guys go wrong, because sometimes we feel like we don't have self-worth. And because we feel like we don't have self-worth, instead of working on that and trying to fix it, what a lot of people will do is a lot of people will truly sit back and put a rug over it. They'll cover it up. They'll hide it. They'll run away from it. And what people don't understand is that your self-worth is supposed to bring out the best in you when you trust it. See, people think that I procrastinate and then I can tell myself that I'm no longer going to procrastinate, and then all of a sudden that's supposed to go away, and yet it doesn't go away. It gets even worse. I want to do this. Well, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till next week. I'll wait till next month. You know, however you want to do it. But procrastination comes from a lack of self-worth, gentlemen. How you see yourself, gentlemen. But also the trust that you have or you don't have in self. Yourself. You don't trust yourself. And the reason why one does not trust themselves is because they're out there, okay? They're out there just closing their eyes and waiting for life to happen to them instead of doing what they're supposed to do as men, okay? Most of you guys out here, because of the lack of trust, gives you a false perception of not only yourself, but how things are going to get done. It's like you are in two moments in one time. You're in the present and in the future all at the same time. And those two things are pulling at you to a point where you just don't do anything at all. And you just don't do it. And then you interpret. See, what you're doing is you're interpreting. Again, now this falls into the second judgment and the third judgment, but most important, the second one. Because you don't trust yourself, you meet a woman, again, you automatically have this idea or preconceived notion of you can read who she can date. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. She'll never date a guy like me. She looks like she'll date an athlete or a guy with money. Man, she'll never like a guy because I'm short, fat, ugly, marked up, scars on my face. I'm in a wheelchair. I got no arm, one leg. I mean, she'll never want to be with a guy like me. I can never get someone like her. And because of the lack of trust in yourself, that's when fear and anxiety reinforce the fact of trust. Because, see, you got to go all in with you, gentlemen. I say this all the time with all you guys out there. You want to call in, guys, you want to call in 563-999-3056. But you have to go all in with you in this game, man, all the time. All the time, gentlemen. You should never, ever trust in somebody more than you trust yourself. But see, let me tell you how it works with a lot of guys that don't trust themselves. You don't trust yourself, but then you begin to trust somebody. You begin to trust the experience, the feelings, all the things. You begin to trust it. Once you begin to trust it, you have just, guys, there's two-way streets and all this stuff. You have just either smoked your marijuana, or you have snorted the cocaine of her. You're starting, instead of you doling out the drug, you become the druggie that has to have the hit. Because if without the hit, I feel alone. Without the hit, I feel unappreciated. I feel unwanted. I don't feel worthy. So she has positioned herself, unfortunately, with 3K, the same thing, man, how she's moving and stuff. And I'm just saying, man, this is very, very, very important. Very important for y'all guys to listen and to understand, okay? All right? But what I'm also saying for all you guys out there is that, listen, what is very important now? Now, Zio, we're going to go ahead and put you in timeout one time, and then you act up one more time, you're booting out. So either you're going to leave or you're just going to shut the fuck up. But either way, you're not going to disrupt the class. So if you don't like it, take your bitch ass out. If you do like it, shut your bitch ass up. How about that? Now, I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Getting back. But let me answer some of these questions real quick. Got a few questions and stuff. Tyler, I'm disappointed in you, dog. Why are you asking me this question, Tyler? Why are you asking me this question, Tyler? Hotel front desk clerk. I put my bid in. With that, she says she's in a complicated relationship. Tyler, this is why I want to stay in y'all guys, man. I don't give a fuck what they are doing and what they're in. Selfishly selfish about me. You don't know what she's in. She's just saying that shit just like she was saying. It's like old girls talking to 3K. When are you guys going to learn to stand on your motherfucking square? What, Tyler, tell me, man. She can tell you she's been abducted by aliens. What's the point? So what? Stand on your four, man. I don't... Charles, let me go to you. Tyler, I don't understand you, man. How do you deal with a woman in her early 40s? And she's trying to find someone she likes, but you know she's still fucking around. Charles, man, why? Charles, I don't understand. Charles, wait, let me get this straight. How do you deal with a woman that is in her 40s and she's trying to find someone and she likes someone she likes, but you know she... This is what I'm talking about when I talk about a lack of self-worth with a lot of you guys out here. How do you guys live with yourself letting these women just do whatever they want to do around you? And y'all are like justifying this shit. Charles, what do you mean? Charles. What does her finding someone else she likes and her fucking around got to do with you unless you trying to get a relationship with her? Why are you trying to get a relationship with her? Let her hang out with who she likes. Let her fuck around. Why are you trying to lock down someone that just ain't shit? She's showing you she ain't shit, but how do y'all guys miss what is right in front of you, gentlemen? Right in front of you. Let me get to the next one. Come on, Charles. I got you, brother. ZR, Steve, seems like you're saying that most of these women are deceptive. Why be deceptive? Just truly change your behavior. Well, no. ZR, pick the game. In the world, in life, in nature, you are either hunter or prey. You are either the hunter or food. That's it. There's no in between. You are either on top of the food chain or you're at the bottom. Bottom line, okay? Now, I'm not saying women are deceptive. They're only deceptive to weak-minded males. They run I'll give you an example. I got to tell you guys all the time, I know y'all laugh at me, but y'all just came to this plan, I told you, hey, let's go build a building. We put a few poles in there, have women swing in there, and I bet you we can have guys wrapped around the building, hey, throwing money at us. You'll be like, man, Steve, shut the fuck up. You lying motherfucker. There'll never be no place like that because men are not that stupid. A man would never go into a place just to watch a woman he ain't fucking twirl around on a pole. And wait, let me get this straight. You're saying that they're going to give her, wait, they're going in the place and they're just going to toss her money? Nah, that should have never happened in a million years. And this is what I'm saying to you guys. A lot of you guys, unfortunately, right now, because of what I'm talking, because you procrastinate, because you don't trust yourself, because you don't stand on your four, your open mark to these women. These women, look, there's something in somebody that is a hunter that just doesn't give a fuck about what's in front of him as long as they get what they want. And a lot of women will deceive and manipulate and run and do whatever they want to do to an unsuspecting guy. This is why I tell you guys to stand on your square. See, I know what I'm saying for a lot of you guys is hard to even think about or understand. And I'll bring in the next call, 614. It's hard for a lot of guys to even understand that if you if you don't stand up for yourself, if you don't tell women no. But let me grab this call real quick. You're waiting for a few minutes. 6614. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, man, I'm in deep shit, Steve.
I don't understand.
So,
what's your question?
I've known this girl for over 4 years, and we've been having flings every now and again, and yeah, she's told me she's pregnant, but I don't understand because when I asked her if she was on the pill, she said yes, she's fully protected, and now she's pregnant. And,
okay, but let me ask,
she said it's my kid.
Wait, let me ask you a question. You were fucking her with no rubbers, am I correct?
Yeah, but she said she was on the pill, man.
I understand that, but do you understand that she saw you as a mark? Hey, wait.
Yeah, how can I be a mark if I've known her for over 4 years and I'm doing my own shit? I mean, I have my own life and she's just there on the side of the team.
Okay, you're a mark because the lack of trust you have in yourself, the lack of self-worth you have in yourself makes you a mark. Because if you had some
self-worth... Yeah, but I don't understand because I do value myself, yeah. I do my own shit and I just have a fling with her, that's it.
Brother. Hold on, wait, listen, brother. A man that values himself is a man that protects himself. Okay? I'm going to say it again. The man that values himself is a man that protects his seed, his legacy, and he just doesn't give it away. Look, a woman can say, I'm a good girl. Are you going to believe her? A woman can say, I'm in the church. A woman can say, I will never do that. And just because she says it, you want to believe it? Sir?
Yeah, just. I've known her for a long time, man,
Sir, let me tell you about women and what's called the long game. When they see a mark, they, unlike most of you guys out there, are patient and can just wait months and years until she gets her fucking four. I hate to say they got fours, man. God damn it. But you know what? She sees all the moves she needs to make. You don't trust yourself and you don't have self-worth in you because you trusted somebody versus trusting yourself. Why were you having
unprotected? I didn't sign up for a kid, bro.
But caller, stop. If you didn't sign up for a kid, why didn't you wrap your fucking dick up then, sir?
Bro, I do fucking, I can't wrap my dick up every single time, man. It's just a one-off, yeah?
Sir.
Okay,
sir,
so I was on the pill, I decided to have like a roll every now and again, that's it.
Son, it only takes one time.
I'm not fucking ruining my life over a fucking kid, man.
Sir, I don't want you to do anything harmful to that woman. That's not what this is about. I'm trying to show you how to be accountable for your actions as a man. When did she tell you she was pregnant?
About a week ago.
Then, and what did you say?
Well, I said I've got to fucking verify that it's my fucking kid.
Good for you. And what did she say?
She said, yeah, well, I'll get the results, but I'm pretty sure it's yours.
Okay,
and I'm
cool.
Like, how can that be? How can that be if you've told me that you're
no,
on contraception?
No, sir, that's good, but please understand that if it's yours, it wasn't by immaculate conception. It was that you was fucking her raw, and one got through. And just like 3K, they want – how old is this woman? How old is this woman that got pregnant?
She's 26.
26 years old. And what kind of relationship were y'all? Were y'all just fucking? Or y'all were in a relationship? What were y'all to y'all, to each other?
Well, I'm in a relationship.
Wait a second. You were in a relationship with this woman?
Yep.
And once she told you she was pregnant, you what? You broke up with her?
No, I'm still with her, yeah?
Well, brother, I'm sorry, but that's why I tell you, you got to wrap up, man. You must protect the kingdom. And I know you don't. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you ask her that she wanted to take the $400 buyout? That's the abortion. Did you ask her about that? Did she want to have an abortion?
Not yet.
Well, wait. Okay, if you don't want it, then what are you waiting on and not telling her you don't want it? You guys, I understand you guys. You're telling me you don't want it, but shouldn't she be the first one you told that you didn't want it?
I don't know what to do, Steve, to be honest.
Brother, I'm asking you a question. Why didn't you tell her you don't want it? Why don't you tell her you don't want it?
I don't know, man.
Dude,
I want to see if it's mine or not. That's why. I don't know if it's mine yet, so how can I make that decision?
I know, but how old are you, brother? How old are you?
I am 29.
Okay. Wait for the test results to come back, and once the results come back, you got to figure out what you want to do. Because if the baby's not yours, what are you going to do?
We're fucking out of the relationship. That's it, man.
All right, good. All right, you got that one down. Now, if the baby's yours, what are you going to do?
Fucking, I'm not looking after it, man. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Nope, you got to be responsible now. This is a responsibility.
Man, not me.
Oh, no. Well, then, listen. Okay, listen to what I'm saying to you, bro. Listen. I appreciate the phone call, okay? But I'm going to tell you why I despise people like you. Because it's motherfuckers like you that fuck the world up, because motherfuckers like you that want pussy so bad, you want to nut up in these bitches and you don't want to take care of your responsibility. Now you're going to create a fucking kid that's going to be raised by his goddamn mother. He's going to learn all that fucking feminine ass shit and go out in the world and cause the same fucking havoc you're doing, brother. Come on, dude. Why don't you just fucking nut up and be responsible? That kid is yours. Take care of it, man. Make that motherfucker the next president of fucking Ireland or wherever the fuck you from. Why do you want to abandon your kid and your responsibility, brother?
I've just got so many good things happening at the moment.
I don't care what you have, brother. Dog, you're 29 years old, man. When are you young men going to realize that you got to protect the seed, man? And what I'm saying is that if you don't want to be with her, don't be with her. If you don't want the kid, let her know. But please understand, if she's going to keep it, you got to be in the child's life. You have to be in that boy or in that girl's life. I'm sorry. I just hate it when you guys are like, I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to leave the kid to her, and I'm going to go once my way. And what do you create? The same thing that you see on YouTube, all these fucking red pill motherfuckers that's crying over women. All these emotional victims that blame like mommy. and you're part of the fucking problem. I'm trying to make you the solution. The solution is wrapping your listen. If you go nut, hey, when you shoot in her mouth, hold her nose so she can swallow it all the way down. And when you nut your rubber, fucking dump it in the goddamn the bathroom and flush it in the toilet. Shoot it on her back and rub it in like lotion. Come on, man. And don't let a woman give you rubbers. You have your own, because they can take needles and poke holes in them motherfuckers, man, okay?
Yeah.
All right? I hope it's not yours, but if it's yours, I hope you do the right thing. I can't tell you what to do. I just say that I just hate when y'all guys, y'all say, I never wanted this. I never wanted a baby, but you're fucking her with no rubbers because you're trusting her? Man, this goes back to the whole entire show. No self-worth, no trust in oneself. You're going to believe her? Come on, my brother, okay? Just be a better man to that kid, okay? And hopefully it's not yours, okay?
Okay, man. Yeah.
Hey, hang in there, man. Hang in there. We got you, but I pushed all the time. Your legacy, your name is in the ball sack. Don't just give it to somebody because they're good for a few weeks or a few months. Don't give them your fucking nut. Let them motherfuckers go up the lake Mount Kilimanjaro, slay the fucking Minotaur, come home and cook some fucking food for your ass. All right, man?
Fair enough, yep.
Hang in there, okay, buddy? But listen, just wait for the test and then move off of that, okay, my brother? Don't worry about it. Just prepare yourself, because this is an 18-year. Now, hey, whether you're in the kid's life or not, you're going to be paying that child support, so fuck, just remember that, okay? Or go to greatdolls.com, and he'll show you how to get out of that shit. So, you know what I mean?
All right. Yep.
All right, hang in there, brother. We appreciate you guys. I want to call in, got questions and all this stuff. I appreciate y'all guys. But I was just saying, I'm answering this question right here, is that women are not deceptive to real men. They are deceptive to average guys, gentlemen. Okay, just remember that, guys, all right? Let me get to the next question here. We're talking about procrastination. I'm going to keep going. Okay, I guess that's all the questions right here. So let me put all that. Guys, I got a question. Just put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, y'all can. If you're texting the one, put a T in there for a text message. If you guys just see all the stuff at the bottom, y'all go ahead and do that. But what we're talking about right now, gentlemen, we're talking about something very important that these guys do not talk or tell you about. And for a lot of you guys, you just don't understand, why is it I don't make the move? I see her. I'm interested in her. I want to talk to her, but I do not do it because you do not trust the man in the mirror to do it. And when you don't trust yourself, you begin to do the one of the three judgments. I keep telling you, this is how cold it gets. I'm telling you how simple it is. When you judge yourself, that's the worst thing you can do. But then because of the judgment of oneself, you fall to the next thing of judging the woman, because you have a preconceived notion of what you think she is based on the lack of trust you have for yourself. Then it, for some of you, goes to the next one, which then you feel that you got to fit into her life, into her world, and do what she wants to do, okay? And this is what I'm saying, man. Guys, listen. Your reality is totally different from the reality that your mind is conjuring up. What you are conjuring up in your mind is not reality, but your mind makes you think it's reality because your mind knows that you do not trust yourself enough to do the thing that you want to do, because either you're afraid of the blowback or you're going to let that woman define who you are by what she says. So instead of being in the real world, you go into another reality in your mind automatically assuming things. I'm not good enough for her. I'm too short. I'm too ugly. I'm too this. I'm too that. She wouldn't like a guy like me. But you don't understand how the mind, gentlemen, is what I'm saying, the mind, how the mind is tapping into you, gentlemen. And what is so important that I'm trying to show all you guys is that this is nothing about the woman. It's everything about you. This is everything about you. But see, so many people, unfortunately, so many people, okay? So many of you guys, man, you just don't trust yourself. You just don't do it. And because you don't trust yourself, you feel, okay, you see a woman online or offline. You set an expectation. I want to go and talk to her. But because the expectation is such a high expectation that you feel that you can't even live up to the expectation, which means what? That I'm just not good enough. But what have you done? You've made her special. When you set an expectation and you can't do it, it's because you think that that person that you're going to do it with or talk to, not do it with, you think she's special. Not just special. You think she's worthier and greater than you. And most of y'all don't even realize when you see a woman that's caking on the makeup. Guys, please understand what I'm saying in my dogs. All my dogs, listen to me. Okay, listen to me. You're falling in love with makeup. You're worshiping tight clothes, wigs, weave, eyeliner, fake nails, and to top it all off, insecurity. You feel that that person is better than you? Fuck no. They're not better than you. They're not. What I am saying to you young men out here is that in order to stop and overcome procrastination, we've got to realize that we've got to trust ourselves for ourselves and realize at the end of the day that I have to take care of me. I have to love me. I have to look out for me. I've got to show myself how worthy I am to myself so I can trust me and trust what I do and stop procrastinating. The procrastination comes from the lack of trust you have in yourself. You don't trust yourself. But I'm the only YouTuber on YouTube to tell you, listen, all you guys out there, here's the good news, because there's good news in all this shit. The good news is for all you guys that sit around and say, wait, well, how do I change? Mm-mm, wrong answer. What do I have to do to change? Mm-mm, wrong answer. You don't have to change what you already know. Woo, wait. I'm going to say it again. You don't have to change what you already know. Steve, what the fuck are you talking about? Steve, I procrastinate. Steve, I always talk myself out of this. Steve, I'm insecure. Steve, I got fear. Steve, I got all these things. What the fuck are you talking about, Steve? Brother, the reason why I'm telling you this is because hopefully we can get a shift in you to actually see your truth. You already know this. Got to find him. And who is him? Wait, let me see. Hold on. I'm gonna have to add this while I'm talking to y'all because I need y'all guys to wake the fuck up. Let me see. I'm going to add that shit right now. I'm going to add it right now. Give me 1 second, gentlemen. I'm downloading right now. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in the chat. If you're texting a woman, we're the only show on there. If you're texting a woman, text. Give me, show me a text message. We got you. If a woman is saying something to you that throws you off your motherfucking square, just put W, post it, and we got you. We're going to do everything we can. I'm going to do everything I can on these shows to educate you and get you to see the value in yourself. All right, I'm about to upload it right now. Give me 1 second. LaShawn, I got you 1 second. Wait, give me 1 second, LaShawn. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna answer your question. Let me just pop this up real quick while I'm talking to the dogs. Before I want to show you who you gotta find. Because y'all guys are under this pressure that y'all have to. How do I find it? What book do I need to read to get it? And what YouTuber do I have to watch to find? No, motherfucker, let me tell you, each and one of you motherfuckers, this is how I know you got it inside yourself. You did not procrastinate when it was time to hit the fucking egg. Tell me that I'm wrong. Nobody talks to you this way. Tell me that I'm wrong. So if you are here right now, that means that you got it inside you. And that means we just have to find it. You already have it in you, man. And that's what these motherfuckers don't want to tell you. We deep over here, guys. We deep over here. I got you. Hold on, let me see something here. Let me read it to Sean. Sean asks, okay. What if you are artistic and women find out that you're not good enough? Anyway? LaShawn, listen. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. I don't care if you have one leg. You have one eye. I don't care if you stutter. I don't care if you're short. I don't care if you can't walk. I don't give a fuck about your situation because as a man, you should accept what you are because you're the best you. You are the only you. You are special. This is not fucking motivation. This is the actual truth. I don't care what you are. What I care about is that you care what the fuck you are. Not, this is not about me. God damn, I wish it was. I am arrogant enough to know it's about me. But no, it's not about me. This is about me showing you that you need to give a fuck about yourself. Stop worrying about what these women say. You know what I say to that? I'd say tell her to kiss your ass and float the fuck off. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, you have it. All you guys out there, you have it. Nobody wants to tell you that secret. Because if they give you the secret and you learn it, that means you're not going to worship them anymore. That means you're not going to follow them anymore. They don't want to get this deep with you. Because most of you guys thought that, okay, well, I'm going to give you a pill and all of a sudden you're not going to be, no, it doesn't work that way. You've got to understand when you don't trust yourself, you then begin to create an imaginary reality. Okay? We're connecting these dots. Remember? We'll connect some dots from last week. Because everything connects. When you create the imaginary world that you are living in, gentlemen, it is you that finds the director. It is you that finds the lighting guys. It is you that finds the cameraman and you direct them to direct you on not trusting yourself and not feeling good about yourself. And then once that film is already created, you take the film and there you go. You put it in theater number motherfucking one. You put it in there. Because you don't trust yourself. That's how deep the game is. But no one wants to tell you about this stuff. I don't know why they don't want to tell you about this stuff, but they don't want to tell you about this stuff. And what I'm saying to you young men out there is that we got to find it. All right, we got to find it. See what I'm saying? We got to find it. Question, she wants a picture. I want to get to know her in a more intimate way. And if she wants to come to my area. Adam A, wait, I don't understand. Why are you, well, if she wants a picture, don't send her a dick pic, please. Send her a photo. But what I'm saying is, Adam, you got to look at what you're saying. Are you painting a stick figure or a Mona Lisa? And right now I'm looking at stick figure, man. You got to start painting more of a Mona Lisa to show her why she should be sucking your dick. Remember, it's all about you. Don't run behind these women. Stop procrastinating that shit. But what I'm saying to all of you guys out there, because you don't trust yourself, you feel like you can't live up to certain expectations, okay? And because you can't live up to certain expectations, that's when you say to yourself, I'm not good enough, okay? I'm not good enough, okay? Because it's at this point, because of a lack of trust in itself, how can you actually be you around somebody that you don't even trust you to be around? And I'm not saying that you're going to harm her. I'm saying that you don't trust what to say. You don't trust the moves that you're going to make. You don't trust how to make her smile, how to make her laugh, how to make her blush, how to make her think, how to make her react. You don't think about this and you don't trust it. It's right there. But you just don't trust the information enough. Do you see what I'm saying? You just don't do it. And this is why I'm trying to wake you up on procrastination. Guys, the lines are open. Y'all want to call in? We got you covered. We're chopping it up. And here's the thing. A lot of you guys, unfortunately, listen. Your mind, the world, and mom are really winning right now. How are they winning? They are declawing you every day, defanging you every day. And because you don't trust yourself, you become the one thing that no man should ever be. But once you become it, then you will always lose to her because she's the master of it. Once you become it, gentlemen, and you meet a woman who's the master of it, she will always run your motherfucking life because let's look at the dominoes. No trust. Judgment of oneself. Fear, anxiety, no confidence equals insecurity. And once you become insecure in yourself and you meet your opponent who's the master of insecurity, she then runs you and the board because she knows herself so well, she knows how to make you do exactly what she wants you to do to a point where you're worried again. You should never worry about losing a woman. You should never worry about saying something and saying, well, if I say this, that man, let me tell you, it goes back to my client, man. God, I love the guy, but he's killing me. Told him to stay on your four. What's your four? You want to hook up and fuck. Cool, that's your four. Stand on it. She's allowed to say no, but if she does something disrespectful, you got to check her on the behavior. But because he's insecure, he knows what's right in front of him, which was his reality. But he decided to live in this side reality that said, you know what? Hey, If you tell her no, you're going to lose her. I mean, if you say that, that's going to sound so mean and harsh. You don't want to lose her and upset her, and you don't want to upset her friends and all, man, and you believe that bullshit versus just standing on your four. Question. Is Drake an alcoholic? Yes. Okay, it is a judgment because what you're saying is that I don't trust myself. I don't have any self-worth. I don't believe in me. So what I got to do is I got to drink liquor to calm down my fucking nerves. And if you keep doing that, you're eventually going to become an alcoholic, man. Don't be drinking, man. Oh, man, guys, don't drink liquor to calm yourself down to talk to women. Do not do that, man. How can I trust myself and the information I receive, like from you, Steve, and trust in information? How do I trust? Because it's not about me. it's not about me. Listen, if you don't want to trust yourself, don't do it. I'm just telling you why you don't trust yourself. It's up to you what you want to do, okay? All right? If what I'm saying to you, Mr. Harris, is that you take the information I give you, because all I'm doing is putting the weapons on the table. You choose what you want. You pick what you want. This isn't about me. I'm not creating a cult. I'm not saying be like me. You can't trust yourself because you don't understand the game to be able to process information to stand on your motherfucking square, brother. To stand on your four. A lot of you guys say you want to trust. You don't want to trust in yourself. Because what are you doing to get it? What are you actually doing to find that trust in yourself? Because what's shocking you, this is the first time you ever realize that you really don't even fucking trust yourself. So what do you do? What I'm saying to you guys out there is that if what I'm saying and the information is something that you don't trust, I can't do anything about it. All I'm trying to do is show you a different perspective in the game. And this is nothing, and you'll never hear me say, be like me. You'll never hear me say and use words and catchphrases and stuff like that to hook you in and say, well, this is pumpernickel. And then you go around, well, I'm a pumpernickel guy. I'm a red pumpernickel. I'm a blue pumpernickel. We don't do that, okay? We don't do that. What I'm saying is that I don't want you to trust me, brother. I want you to see it for your fucking self. That's where the trust in oneself come in at. I never asked you to trust me. Don't believe. Hey, matter of fact, if you stay on long enough, you'll hear me all tell you guys. Don't believe me. Don't believe a fucking thing I say. You gotta see it for yourself. That's all I ask you. See it for yourself. I will lay all the weapons on the table and put you in a great position. But the thing, let me bring Tyler in with this goddamn. Hold on a second. Tyler, talk to me, man.
Hey, Coach. So I'm trying to formulate the text I want to send in this situation, you know, as
there's
as
not.
It comes
okay,
up.
She's saying she's in a complicated relationship, right, Tyler? Right.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. It's more just the context of this, of the
what?
Text
what?
That I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all
I'm
right.
thinking of saying to her basically okay. that, you know, the reason why or whatever your situation is and whatever you could be going through.
No, already failed, Tyler. Why are you talking to her about her situation? Is that
because
that,
I'm responding to what she put out
is
there?
That
responding to what
but,
she put
okay,
out there?
But, okay,
yeah.
but Tyler, what? Okay, Tyler. I got to show the guys that's watching.
Hold on, Tyler.
I got to show the guys out there that's watching because they probably don't understand what the fuck is going on here. So I gotta do two things, kind of multitask this shit, Tyler. Tyler, I'm going to show you're fucking up, Tyler. I can't believe you're fucking this up, man. Tyler, remember I told you, I told all the guys out here about your flexible and fixed fours, okay? Remember, when you first meet her and you put it in your bed and you're talking to her, whatever the fuck comes out of her mouth doesn't fucking matter because you setting up the fucking date, right, Tyler? Right?
Right.
So then what is this situation shit you're bringing up then, my brother?
Well, so I put in my bid and then basically weeks later, she just texted me today back again.
Okay. Wait. She texted you back again. And what did she say in the text, Tyler? What did she say?
All right. Let me got it here. I sent it to you. So let me pull it up.
Oh, you sent it to me, Tyler?
Yeah, it's in an email, man. It's in the most recent email.
Is it an email? Okay, let me check the email so we show all the guys and shit. What the fuck is going on?
So while you're looking that up, I'll just tell you where my brain is going.
It's Morgan. This is Morgan, right? So it's Morgan?
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at it. Hey, everybody, go see Morgan. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. Hey, Tyler, it's Morgan. All right? Do you drink? I'm curious. With interest, there's a nice chat room crawl. Okay, you spoke to our voicemail. I'd like to get to know you too. Maybe want to get to know more. I'm not sure when I find the time. And what the fuck? Maybe I'm lost here, Tyler. That's the email she sent you?
No, that's the text she sent me. So met her at a front desk. She sent me these texts. You know, I said, I'm trying to set up the date with her at that point.
Yeah.
And then, as you can see,
I sent her.
I told her I wanted to get to know her in a more intimate way. Basically.
Right. Wait. Tyler, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I just wanted to say I really appreciate you. Review means a lot to me, and it's not you, it's me. I'm in a complicated, tight relationship, and I got a little excited. You're very handsome. Okay. So you want to know what to say to this?
Well, what I'm trying to do is break down what my fucked up thinking was. So my brain is going to kind of like what things I have in the chamber, which is like stuff from I feel like I would respond with something like that's in my profile. You know,
Tyler, the whole idea. Tyler, like I was showing you before. Okay, I got that one pulled. I can grab this one. What four do you want me to grab? Which of these fours? I mean, you got the four of being smooth. You got that four. We got the four of the before, during, after, your skills, how you communicate, trust. We got the four of what you stand on. So what four do you want to hit on? Because everything she's saying, I don't give a fuck. I am, Tyler, she's giving me a fucking story about, and I'll show you the guys, she's giving us a story, right? Hold on, fuck it. Let me see. All right. So she's giving us a story right here, right? You see that shit? All right, she's giving us a story about her poor, poor life and all that other bullshit, right? She's giving us the bullshit story. So what I'm saying, Tyler, okay, what I'm saying, Tyler, is this. Why do you care what she's saying?
Because I'm thinking, like I say, I feel like when I have people that respond to me, that I don't have an automatic response to someone who's in it.
Tyler, it's your four. No, you do. It's your four. Tyler, remember the what is the law of – what is the Jill Scott law? We need to call it Jill Scott law. What is the law of –
If I can't tell her what to do, I can't tell her what to do.
Right.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So, Tyler, don't you think you should be telling her what to do right now?
Yeah, because I feel like – I'm like,
okay,
the only thing I want to know.
All right, but Tyler, remember, it goes back to what I showed you. Remember, there's no trust right now. She thinks she's special, and whatever she believes, okay, she believes it. That's her belief system, right? So all this shit you're listening right now is what she believes in because there's no trust yet. Remember, when she meets you, there's no trust, right, Tyler? There's no trust,
right?
But the only way you're going to get trust is by beginning to tell her what the fuck to do. I don't give a fuck what your situation is. Either you are down or you're not, because what is a fix for, Tyler? What's the fix for? Tyler, what's the fix for? Time.
What?
Time. Time. I'm not wasting my time. You can talk all the shit you want and tell me all them little sob-ass stories that you get away with them suckers, but if we're not going towards my four, Tyler, right, then take care of your motherfucking self and get back at me when you want some of that dick.
So just go straight into, so let's meet so I can, you know, pull the curtain back.
Tyler, is
that
not your four? Tyler, isn't is that, then what do you mean? Would you, Tyler, how is it that you're not overstanding that you got to stand on your four at all times? That means when you first meet, hold on, wait a second, Joe, let me just hold that up and get this. That means when you meet her, she doesn't trust you. We know that. Then we got to get trust. Then we move to sexual trust. We know that, right? But also, Tyler, your four is going to be the thing that breaks it, putting in your bid. That's a fixed four, meaning you never change what you say to a woman. You are always going to say the same thing to every woman, regardless of her circumstances and her situations. Why? Because you begin to answer the what, why, and where in your intent, which then brings down the trust. I don't understand. How is her fucking sob story throwing you off?
It's not so much that. It's do I say, I'm saying too much, if saying anything ahead of, like, I want to meet you, you know, let's meet so I can, you know, pull back the curtain, hit me back when you have time available.
Tyler, my brother, Tyler. The woman can tell me, Steve, I was abducted by a bunch of Smurfs on Unicorn Avenue. As I escaped, I was fighting Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, and fucking unicorns, and I am a survivor. I survived, and you know what the fuck I'm going to say? So? I don't give a, in my mind, I don't care. Are you down to follow me in what I'm saying? And if you're not down, I will put a candle in the window and do that, man. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
that's
what
I'm saying, all you got, you're four. Okay, Tyler. Let's take a step back, okay, Tyler, real quick. Tell me, Tyler, what did Tyler tell his scribe? When a woman, after you put your bid in and a woman gets back in touch with you, what did you tell your scribe to do? What did you tell him to do? Okay.
Set the date.
So, hold on. Now, hold on, wait a second, there's more. So you told yourself to set up the date. All right, wait, there's more, Tyler. Let me get to the next part. Now, Tyler, once you told yourself to set up the date, what did you, Tyler, tell your marketing team to sell what you have for yourself to yourself? What did Tyler, when you sat down at the head of the table and your marketing team, what did they tell you on why or the importance of standing on your four? What did they tell you, Tyler? You tell me.
Well, because I'm gonna be able to execute and just move like you're talking about tonight in an uninhibited way if I've already
right,
set this
okay,
stuff up.
Check. Okay, so Tyler, you just sold yourself. Now, Now, Tyler, what did you, when you went to your government to make this a law, what did you tell all the people around the Senate of why this needs to be a non-negotiable thing? I'm going to do this all the time. What did you tell yourself, Tyler, to make this a law?
Because I'm going to do this with confidence, and I'm not going to second guess myself because I've decided and committed. This is what I'm going to do every time.
But you didn't do it. See, so something's wrong here because
that's what I'm saying is, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is where I'm, you know, saying a lot. Most of the time, I'm getting this in sequence
but
with people,
Tyler,
not
we're
like
not
3 weeks out.
Okay,
yeah.
Tyler, what do I want? You know what I'm going to say about this, and I'm going to say it because some guys are like, what the fuck is he about to say? Tyler, if you were sick, I hope you. I'm not wishing bad on you. But are you going to go to a most of the time doctor?
Yeah, you're right. All the time. You got to say the same thing.
If I said I'm going to come see you, Tyler, do you think I'm going to get on a plane with a most of the time pilot? You either are or you're not, Tyler. This is what I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying. At this point, I don't have that fucking in stone. You know what I mean? That's what I'm questioning about, Tyler. Myself. Yeah.
It's just doing it, brother. This goes back to the lack of trust you have in Tyler.
Yeah,
Tyler,
I agree.
Remember,
I'm calling myself out.
No,
man.
It's all love. It's all good. Tyler, listen, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
The reason why I tell you and all those that's listening, all 144 of you motherfuckers, the reason I tell you guys this is because I want you to realize that every woman is not special enough for you to come up with something just to fit what you think her narrative is. You talk to every woman the same. I don't care if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, and Jamaica, from the East Coast, West Coast, UK, British Columbia, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, or some fucking foreign planet we don't even know about. I don't give a fuck where they're from, right? Your four is always your four, Tyler. This is a fixed four, a fixed one, not flexible. That means whatever she is and you want to smash her, you're going to say the same thing to every woman because they're not special enough for you to change anything because they've never proven anything to you. Does that make any sense, T-Dog?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. So where I'm at with that is letting them know, you know, so let's meet so I can begin to pull back the curtain and get to know you in a more intimate way. Hit me back with a time when
you're available. You already told her you want to know her in an intimate way. You already told her you want an intimate way. You already told her everything you're supposed to tell her.
Well, this is where I'm having
Tyler,
to be flexible,
Tyler,
but
Tyler,
not the same.
Wait, no, Tyler. She's giving you the oh, poor me, oh, right? All that bullshit, right? Tyler,
yeah.
If I feel that you're wasting my time, I'm gone. But I will leave a candle in the window. Meaning that when you're ready, because look, see, this is, let me tell you a secret I don't even tell people. This is what I would say to her. Let me tell you something I read on therapy. See, my biggest problem, my biggest issue is not finding beautiful women. It's finding the beautiful women that have character enough to know what they want. Right? Once you figure out what you want, get back with me. Other than that, take care. And I'm floating the fuck off. I'm not flapping. I'm sorry, I'm flapping, but it's me floating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because, I don't have time to hear your sob fucking stories. Wait. Now, hey, ladies, let's listen. After we have sex, after you suck my dick, we can have all the stories you want. You can tell me about all the sadness and pain you went through. I'm fine with it. But before we fuck, no. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. After we get done fucking, we can watch the Lifetime channels. You can cry and you can talk about what you want. Hey, we can talk about, hey, you can talk about your college. You can talk about whatever you want. But before then, man, I don't want to hear that shit. I'm saying, Tyler. I'm saying, man. Tyler, don't let her control the fucking board by giving you the sob story. My dog ate my paper and I'm just on my period. I'm just not ready for a relate. Man, get the fuck out of here. Bye. Well, why'd you leave? Where are you going? What do you mean where I'm going? I don't like wasting my time. See, one of my biggest problems is not finding beautiful women, is I meet beautiful women all the time. My problem is finding a woman that has enough character and a person that knows what they actually want. I can tell by you are beautiful, but I can also tell you don't know what you want. And until you know what you want, or when you find what you want, get back at me. But until then, take care. The one thing women don't see, women don't want to tell you this. And I know some woman is saying, Stephen, don't do it. Stephen, don't tell him, Stephen. Please, Stephen, don't say nothing. Please, Stephen. Let me tell you something, which y'all guys don't understand. I know right now on the level of your thinking, you think that if you talk to a woman the way I'm telling you right now, that, oh, my God, I'm a loser forever. Man, you already lost her, so you ain't really losing anything in the first place. But what you guys don't know, women love a goddamn challenge, Tyler. They love a man that can say good fucking bye. I don't need you. They're so used to, well, okay, well, if I understand what you're going through, and sometimes in life, you see what I'm fucking saying, Tyler? You're about to send us some fucking shit like
this. You were talking earlier tonight, and I kept thinking about it. You were saying something about how these women, they position us. They freely put shit out there, positioning us. And I got this image. You know when you go to the fucking bowling alley and you go bowling and they ask you, hey, do you want bumper lanes? You can throw the ball. The women, they throw the ball down the fucking alley and they got bumpers because they take a shot at positioning us. And they
Tyler, Tyler, you're right about everything you're saying. But you're missing the whole point. You're right about everything you're saying. But, Tyler, who makes the choice to go out of his house, to get in the car, to go to the bowling alley, to get the bowling ball and the bowling shoes? Who makes that choice?
Well, her bowling, she did. If it's me, I went bowling.
Yep. Tyler, I'm going to say it again. All right, Tyler. Everything you're saying is right. The rules of the bowling alley, like you said, you're right. They ask you if you want a bumper and all that other shit. That's their domain. But who has the power to go in there? Who controls opening the door? Who?
I do.
Right.
Whatever I do.
Right. So when you're in there, you are in control of oneself because you trust yourself in the environment. Regardless if there's bumpers or there's not bumpers, or there's a bunch of snot-nosed little-ass kids and shit throwing a ball in your thing, or there's a league of motherfucking losers. I'm not calling you losers if you bowl. I'm just saying you see some of the motherfuckers. They just, I know what I mean. But what, you see what I'm saying, Tyler? You have the control.
So in this situation where I left basically the candle in the window, she sent this response that I don't really care what she says.
What is the response, Tyler? Did I miss it? No, I mean, do I need to read? What's the response?
Okay, well, what she said? She said, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Just wanted to say really appreciated the review. Means a lot to me and that it's not you, it's me. And I'm in a complicated type relationship. I got a little excited. See, but all that I don't even regard, no matter what they say after I've left the candle in the window, like I did before that text, is, well, when you're ready, you know, and then I'm looking for a woman who wants to, you know, who knows what she wants, et cetera, get back to me. That's what I'm going to say every time.
Tyler, my friend, what is your four? What is your four with this woman?
Well, time. Is she worth my time or not?
At the end of your four, you want her facing the pillow and the ass of an ear, right? Am I correct, Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. So if that's your four, is what she's saying giving you the impression that you're going towards that four? Yes or no?
The fact that she responded.
Not the response, the last fucking message, Tyler. Does that sound like
message,
somebody?
Yeah, I feel like it is on some level, yeah.
All right, let me show all the guys, because let me show the guys again. All right, hold on. All right, let me blow it up a little bit. Let me show the guys. All right, here we go. Gentlemen, look at this shit. Hey, Tyler, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Just wanted to say I really appreciate that, okay? Review means a lot to me, and it's not you, it's me. I'm in a complicated type relationship. I got a little excited. You are very handsome and definitely piqued my interest. Does that go towards your four, Tyler?
I mean, in my view, I'm not looking at the fact that what she said. It's the fact that she responded back to me.
Tyler, they're all going to respond back. They're all going to respond back.
I mean, I could look at it like if she's making excuses.
Well, what did she respond? Tyler,
what
did she respond? Tyler, what did she respond? What was the response?
Christmas, Happy New Year, wanted to say.
Is it going towards your four? Tyler, your four is
the end game. It's not. It's not.
Okay. If it's not going towards your four, what is she wasting right now?
Time.
So if she's wasting your time, what does your, not mine, Tyler, but what does your scribe say to you, or you said to it, when somebody's wasting your time? How do you handle it, Tyler?
You let them know you're looking for someone who knows what they want, and to let me know when they want it. That simple.
So
right?
then this is simple. It's not complicated.
Okay. All right, got it then.
You guys got it. Listen. Remember, I told you, women are smart enough to play dumb, but they're smart enough to position themselves. Man, stop falling for the okie doke. Stop falling for the poor me lines and shit. Stop that. Stand on your square. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm going to just say to her, I'm going to reiterate that I want to meet, and I want to meet with someone. I'm just going to go back to the timestamp and say.
Yeah, go back to the
timestamp.
I don't want you to reiterate that you want to meet with her. I want you to reiterate to her that, you know what, this is funny because this is my biggest problem is that I always run into beautiful women. Finding beautiful women is not my problem. My problem is finding a woman who has character that matches her beauty. It's hard to find a woman that knows what she wants. And until you know what you want, I'm going to let you go. And when you figure it out, get back with me. Other than that, take care. How many guys do you think could have talked to women like this? Zero.
Got it.
Because you know why? They like, well, I don't want to say the wrong thing because I might lose her. You already lost because you're playing by her rules. And you know what her rules are? Her rules are right now she doesn't trust you. And this is where all you guys that want to fuck women and get women over your house and think that life is porn, this is where all you guys fuck up and go wrong. Let me show you again. When you motherfucking guys out there listen to what women say, and you believe her belief that is not even a real belief in herself. Whatever she thinks and believes, I'm a good girl. I have values. I have morals. And you know what? I'm in a complicated thing, and I'm just not sure yet. Tyler, you don't take the bait. You see what I'm saying, Tyler? You don't take the bait.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You don't,
like I said,
they do that to reel your ass. Look, you take the bait, and guess what they're doing? Tick, 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 tick. They're not even going like this. They're not even yanking your ass in there. They slowly are just pulling you back slowly and slowly because she's got you. Because she got you to believe the lie that she's telling herself. Guys, please listen to what Uncle's saying to you. Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. The lies that she's telling herself. The lie that she's telling herself, Tyler. I'm special.
Yeah.
Tyler, I'm special, Tyler. I'm special. I'm not that kind of woman. I would never suck somebody's dick on the first day. I would never do that.
But it's more to the point about no matter what she says, she's coming from some sense of her insecurity.
She's not trying to position you, Tyler. You're letting her position you. Because sitting around believing the bullshit. She doesn't trust you right now, right? But yet she's got you in this position where you're like, dude, I she's having a complicated relationship and she's having all these problems. God, do you know how many women have met that said it's either complicated or, I just don't know. I'm dealing with things, right? You know, these are the same women that still are dealing with things, but were fucking me. They're still dealing with that shit, but that shit is none of my business.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. Like I said, that part of it I'm less concerned with, more the concern that I didn't have set. You know what I mean? Where I'm going to pick up with that.
Tyler. This is why.
I get it. I get it. That's why I'm saying. That's why I call myself out, man.
I know, but why do I tell you guys how nobody tells you on YouTube about your four and your standard? What is so hard with creating it? If you create it, you just live on it, man.
Are we moving in the direction of the four or not? If we're not, we're wasting my time. And this is what happens when I'm wasting my time. And that's what I'm going to ascribe tonight when I get this down.
You have told her that it's okay to waste my time. That right there, it's okay to waste my time. Gentlemen, listen, gentlemen.
Well, that's why I'm not saying anything.
Hold on, Tyler. Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Guys, listen. I'm not saying that if she says that I don't want to have sex with you to throw her back in the water. That's not what I'm talking about, gentlemen, okay? I'm talking about the long game that if you look earlier, that caller we had, 3K, that his girl was running on him. I'm saying that four means that's the end of... Oh, wait, let me give you the thing. Okay, here you go, guys. Look to the left, not to the right. A, B, and C, okay? So if C is your end game, meaning C, you got her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air, okay, gentlemen? C is your end game, okay? That means that when you meet a woman, she's got to show you through A and B that she's going towards your C. By showing interest, by flirting and all that other stuff, going towards the C. Because remember, guys, she doesn't trust you right now. So she's guarded. So she just ain't going to sleep with you and fuck with you. She's got to see what kind of motherfucker you are. But Tyler, what I'm saying is, if you know your C or your four, what you see, and you haven't even moved to A because she's bullshitting with you, then what do you got to do? You got to make a man decision, which means, gentlemen, when you make man or men decisions, gentlemen, that means that you must know when you make the decision. I'm going to tell all my chat room dogs that's listening to me, all you dogs out there, I appreciate y'all. Listen to me. Listen to me. Crayon time. Listen to Unk. When you know your, not only your four, but you know what to do, it's not just saying, see, here's where a lot of guys go wrong, Tyler. Y'all in the comfort of your own home, y'all like, you know what, man, that bitch say this, man, I'm going to cut her off. Or, you know what, she bullshit with me, man, I'm going to cut her off. And then you get around her, and it's time to cut her off. You're like, well, why you say that? Why you that way? Why you acting like that, girl? See, that's, y'all ain't standing on shit. Y'all not standing on shit. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. If she's wasting my time, not only am I going to tell her she's wasting my time, but I'm going to tell her when she's ready to fuck or do something, get back with me. You want to know why? Because it falls right here, gentlemen, and no one teaches you. Whenever you make a standard or say something that you truly believe in yourself, then you must know the why behind the statement or the thought. Once you know the why behind the statement or the thought, gentlemen, then in order for all this to be real, you've got to defend whatever that thought is, because you're not going to let anyone walk up or walk over you. That means you got to stand on it and stand in your position and never let her feel that she can throw you off your square. And you'll be able to express it. That's why most of you guys are having problems with women, because what you're doing right now is the problem. Does that make any sense, Tyler?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
All right, I'm going to get back to the show, Tyler. Anything else? I'm going to get back to the show. Anything else? All right, let me get some of these questions. Let me see. I'm sorry, this one right here. How do you trust yourself when other people feed you information that try to knock you off your four? Well, hey, J-Dog, great question, J-Dog. Listen. This is what's so beautiful about what I teach you. Because what I teach you says, fuck everybody else. What I teach you says, whatever somebody else thinks of you or tells you is none of my goddamn business. This is why I teach you guys to stand on what you know and don't let somebody else tell you what to do. That's why I'm one of very few people out here that is not telling you what to do. I'm showing you how to do it yourself. So how do you trust yourself when other people feed you information? Well, let me tell you something. If those people feed you information, they're trying to knock me off my four, then what's your four on that four? See, y'all got to understand, this is deep. Listen, if somebody's trying to knock you off your square, whether it is mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, nephew, grandma, grandpa, or friends, you know what you got to do. And I know it's a hard thing to do. But you must grab your fucking nuts and let them know, don't talk to me that way. Don't treat me that way. Because if you do that again, I'm gone. Do you understand me? And it's not disrespectful to talk to people that way. That's why I'm trying to show you how to stand on your motherfucking square. This is important, man. All this is part of the procrastination. Let me get to this one real quick. What do you mean by overstand? Well, I don't, because y'all so busy trying to understand shit, that's why y'all fucking up. Why don't we go overstand? Instead of you understanding, because everything, think about all the stuff that you thought you really understood, but you know nothing about. Why don't we try to overstand some shit for a moment and stop trying to understand shit? That's all I'm saying. I just want you to, I want you to think beyond your thinking. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Think beyond your thinking. That's all I'm trying to say. Let's continue. So, oh, wait, let me get my music. I'm sorry. You're talking to y'all motherfuckers and shit, man. I got y'all, man. Hold on. I just don't understand, man. Where are we going wrong with this? This is, I'm showing you, it's like, it's easy, man. Let's go. So, guys, y'all want to ask questions? Go ahead and ask questions. We're here. We are here for another hour. You know, we do 3-hour shows, so we're here for another hour. Let me see how much time we have. No, we have, we're here for 49 minutes. There you go, 49 minutes. We're here for 49 minutes. So if you got a question, we got you. Well, Super Chad, I'm explaining to you why you freeze when you approach. It's because you don't trust yourself. You freeze because you don't believe in yourself. That's why you freeze. And you're going to continue to keep freezing until you step up and start believing in yourself. That's what I keep saying, man. I don't understand why you think telling yourself something you really don't believe in is going to work, man. Jonah, what do you have for me? How do I know you won't ghost me if I sleep with you? Well, hey, listen, you don't know. But if you don't trust me enough, then you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I'm not that kind of person. I like to keep my booty calls around. I don't know about y'all. Why would I get rid of you? Why? Listen, the only way, Jonah, you tell it, the only way I'm going to get rid of you is if you do something disrespectful. But please understand, if we're just sleeping together, we're sleeping together. We're not in a relationship. That's standing on your square, Mr. Jameson. But that's what I'm saying to y'all, young men. I got y'all, man. But what I'm saying is the lack of trust, the lack of self-worth, the lack of a self-concept, the lack of confidence is the reason why you are procrastinating. See, people actually think that they can tell a ball that dropped fucking how many days ago? What, 3 days ago? Three and a half days, I guess, if you're over there. 3.5 days ago, that they're going to stop procrastinating. No, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And this is what I'm saying to you guys. To cure procrastination, you must be selfish. What do you guys think I told you? Wait, let me see if I can find it. Because I don't think y'all remember. And if you don't remember, I will be happy to jog thy memory. And guys, I apologize. I'm going to try to work on the audio. It's just that I'm using another server. So the server is in the audio, the Rodecaster are really not lining up. And I'm just trying to figure that out. So bear with us on that. I apologize on that. At least there's something I can say sorry for and be that shit. But it ain't got nothing to do with a woman, though. But let me see here. Let me see if I know I have it. I just got to find it. Give me a second. As soon as I find it, I got you. Y'all can ask any questions y'all want. I got y'all covered. But I'm looking for what I'm looking for. Give me a second. Because y'all do not understand what I am saying. I love saying understand, man. Fuck that understanding shit. All this understanding, okay? Come on, man. Pop that in there. That's one. Let me put that in here. Shit. Fucker. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys out here is this is not complicated. I'm not trying to complicate the game. Because a lot of y'all think the game is complicated. It's just the trust that you don't have is a complicated thing. That's what's complicating it. That's what's slowing you down. The lack of trust that you have in yourself. Everything is fine with you until you got to believe in you. I can't believe in you. the way you can believe in yourself. Because even if I believe in you, it's still not on the level that you should believe in yourself, gentlemen. And that's what I'm trying to get all you guys to see. When you begin to believe in yourself and understand the power that you have, I don't have the power that you have for yourself. I can't give you something that you have that's greater than my something. I can't do that. But what I can do is to help you find that thing that you have inside of you. Because if you find it, that's how you win. But in order to win, gentlemen, you have to, under all circumstances, what? Be the master of your mind. This is what people don't want you to see, man, or want you to understand. I want to be able not to care about the end result. I mean, you already lost. You're lying to yourself. PN, you care. You know what? I won't even say me because I like who I am, so I would never say that for myself. There are people out there that say, well, I want to be taller. I want a nice car. Because if I get a nice car, that means I've got a little status. All this shit y'all are saying, man, y'all got to stop just saying stuff just to say it. I want to be able not to care about the end result. What aspect of trust would that fall under? The first, you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself. Is your mind technically you? Yes. Yes. It's my world for me, but you have your own world. Our worlds do not collide or connect. I am my own person. You are your own person. You don't know your world. You think what you see out your eyes is actually your world. Yeah, it's what you see in front of you. But all the change comes in the world here. Everything out front of you, you see the trees, the bushes, and all that shit. That's, you gentlemen see that shit. But you don't see this world. Y'all looking at the wrong goddamn world, man. Because all this stuff is happening. I'm telling you guys, I think we're going to do that on Wednesday. And we'll kind of bounce off both of these topics, but my God, what happened to being selfish? Whatever happened to saying fuck everybody, man? Dog, do you know the way to get everything you want is by not wanting it? By not caring? Listen, all right, give you an example. This is a PS5, Jersey. This ain't broken. I'll give you an example. Let's say this is broken, and I said, I want a brand new PlayStation joystick, right? Not my Xbox, my PlayStation. I want a brand new PlayStation joystick, right? And if that motherfucking joystick is not in my house, why do I give a fuck about it? Why do I care? I know what I want, but I'm not going to linger on wanting the fucking joystick. It's a life lesson, guys. It ain't about video games. It's a life lesson. What I am saying to all of you young men and all, hey, you ladies out there, hey, what's up, girl? All you ladies as well, what I'm saying to you guys is this. The worst part about you guys and the truth, because I'm getting close to you on this shit. The worst part is that 98% of you motherfuckers, and I say this with love, I say motherfucker with love and shit, is that you guys hide all your insecurities, all that shit, you hide behind a curtain of fucking lies, which makes it even worse. And let me tell you why you hiding your flaws and shit behind a curtain of lies. Because just like the woman is the master of insecurity, she's also the master of manipulation. She's also the master of lies. Because every damn day she's living a lie. The weave is a lie. The lashes are a lie. The fingernails are a lie. And insecurity, of course. These are all these things connect. I'm just saying. The push-up bra, a lie. The jeans one size or two size smaller, a lie. So you insecure and you hide behind a veil of lies. Why do you think you're always looking out of the window, gentlemen, when you're around women? Why do you guys, and for you guys don't understand or overstand what I'm saying, why, and I'm asking you guys, why do you guys think that you're actually being something that you think you are, but she sees right through your ass? Gentlemen, I tell you, man, this is not, what I'm showing you is not complicated. It's just that y'all complicate it and make it more than what it is. It's because she can see right through you. When you are looking out of the window, your mindset, that means that you can see a light version of yourself in that glass. But I promise you, who's ever on the other side of the glass sees you for what the fuck you are. And this is why a lot of you guys lose, because you're trying to play an opponent that knows the lie, because she's living lies all her damn life. So you're saying not to be attracted, attached to the outcome. Yeah, Alex, fuck the outcome. Alex, I'm going to use the first circle that I was telling y'all about that we're living in, the first thing that we're living in the simultaneous world, and that is called weather. The weather does not give a flying fuck about us. If it's going to rain, it's not going to say, oh, golly gee, oh my God, Jordan is to bring an umbrella. So you know what? We'll hold the rain off so Jordan can get safely in his house and doesn't get wet. I actually think the world works that way. I mean, I'm just using the guys in the chat and stuff. Oh, Ben Dallas Smile, here you go. The snow. Oh, wait a second. Whoa. Hey, hold on, guys. Ben Dallas Smile is wearing shorts. No, we can't do the cold front yet. He'll catch a cold. If he catch a cold, we can't do it. Let's just wait. Do you see what I'm saying? You guys have to realize that the outcome has not even become the outcome, because you haven't even talked to the fucking woman yet to even get the outcome. But when you make the outcome, when it's not even really an outcome, what reality are you fucking living in? What are you living in to automatically assume an outcome from somebody that you know nothing about? So you know what that means, gentlemen? That means you're in judgment number two. You're looking at the woman and you're making a judgment based off of how she looks. Come on, man. What are y'all doing, man? Once you solidify your four, you won't care about the end result. No, okay. Just because you tell yourself to do something you still have not any trust in yourself because you have not built that world. Like we're talking about that world in your mind. You haven't built anything, man. Because all you're doing is procrastinating like everybody else. Listen, you know what? Someone made it. Let me see. Let me grab this shit. This is a very fucking powerful statement I saw. And it was so powerful. I posted it. Hold on a second. Oh, let me see something. Let me find that shit. Let me find it for you guys. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see something here. I got something good for y'all guys. Let me show y'all, man. This is pretty good. Because I need to post this shit. Well, but gentlemen, I just want to also let you guys know that probably starting tomorrow, we're going to be kicking off more 10-minute shows and stuff like that. I'll be breaking down some more game and stuff like that, okay? But this is such a dope-ass question that I was like, see, somebody gets it. And let me take a photo of the question. Now I will post it for you guys to see right now. I just took the photo of the question, and now I'm going to post it on the show. And I want you guys to see it for what it is and not what you want it to be, okay? I'm going to post the question right now. Let me pull it up. Here you go. This is why y'all procrastinate. I'm telling y'all, look at this right here. Look. This is why it doesn't. Do y'all understand that a year does not change anything, man? A year does not change anything. Just because we went from one year to the next, even though you guys are counting time because somebody created a time system and all that other stuff in days and months and all that other stuff, and you actually think that your age is actually your age. I mean, my God, man. I mean, I'm 50, but I don't look fucking 50 because I don't think about the clock the way y'all think about it. Y'all actually think that December 31st or January 1st is actually a reset of all the shit that's going on in your mind. Come on, man. It's the joke. That's the joke. That's why y'all procrastinate, because there's no sense of urgency. There's no sense of urgency because you guys have this I can do it tomorrow type thinking, and this is why it's all fucked up right now. It's just there's no sense of urgency in you guys out there to want to move. But until you get that sense of urgency, things are not going to go good for you. This is why it's important to wake up. This is why it's important. Gentlemen, all you guys have got to begin to trust yourself. And the trust that you have for yourself is that if I do it, I'm not doing it because I'm doing it. I'm doing it to start to establish a trust in myself that I can do it. You can do it, but do you trust yourself enough to do it, gentlemen? That's the question you got to ask yourself. That's what you got to ask yourself. I want all of you to win, but nobody out there is actually going to tell you guys the truth. Even today, and we're in a new year, the mindset is still the same, because women are actually the enemy to a lot of you guys. And what the fuck has a woman done to you that you haven't allowed her to do, number one? Or you haven't even met her yet, so how can you assume that she's going to do it to you? Come on, man. Come on. The lack of trust is always going to drive your behavior. The judgments you place on yourself is going to drive your behavior. That is why so many of them, the human males on the other side of the neighborhood, why they blame women for every fucking thing that goes wrong in their lives. This is why a lot of you get jealous. You get angry. You get envious. You have all these fucking emotions that's going around. And, man, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Now, let's see here. Appreciate number. How do we get that sense of urgency? Well, again, the urgency comes from the trust that you have in yourself. See, it's not about I'm going to get up and open the door. Let's give you all an example. I'm not going to get up and open the door. I've got to trust myself first. Whatever it is, guys, this is a Mona Lisa. This is beautiful. Shit, Steve. Great. Hey, AG, it's a great question. Let me show you real quick. AG, great question. I'm going to continue this, AG, but what I'm saying is that, look, I want y'all to look to the right now, not to the left, to the right. This is how it starts. This is how it starts. Whatever it is you want to do, you've got to sell to yourself why you want to do it. You just can't say you're going to do something and say, oh, because that doesn't work. And it is what it is you want to do after you really know the why of it. Are you willing to defend to anybody that questions you? Are you willing to defend it? And are you willing to stand on what you believe in where somebody doesn't come over and try to push you off or try to knock you off? Or you try to express it? This is what I'm saying, guys. It's not complicated. It's the hardest thing to do is actually accepting that I don't trust myself. That's the beginning. You got to see the mind, the ego, your self-importance. It's so easy to say it's the woman's fault. It's so easy to say it's the government, it's society, it's the birds, the clouds. It's so easy to point the finger at something because the hardest thing to do, shit, is point the finger at yourself. It's a hard thing to do, man. Is there a difference between conquering trust and conquering fear? No. You're off. You must conquer yourself. You must conquer yourself. I don't think y'all understand it. I don't think y'all understand or overstand what the fuck I'm saying. PN, this is what I'm saying, PN. For the last 2 hours and 25 fucking minutes, I have been telling you that you have got to realize you don't trust yourself. And you've got to fix yourself, and we've got to find the core of what you were when you got into this world, because you already have it, right? But yet, what did your mind tell you to do? What did your mind tell you to do? You're so busy thinking about shit that has nothing to do with you. This is why y'all are fucking up. You're too busy worrying about surface-level shit. Fear. Fucking trust. You've got to accept that you don't trust yourself. You've got to understand why, because of the self-worth, the insecurities. All of these things are combinating to why when I see a woman, I don't represent myself the way I represent. Dog, when you go to the store or the restaurant or the fast food restaurant, how is it that you were able to ask for what you want? because you trust yourself. Gentlemen, let me tell y'all something, because I don't want to upset y'all or anything. I want to help you. I tell you, you are in control of 99% of your life. You trust 99% of your life. You just don't trust the most important thing, and that is how you interact with fucking women. And I'm not saying the woman or the women are the important thing. It's how you interact with yourself. See, you interact with yourself through 99% of your life when it comes to grabbing your keys. Wait, let me see. Where's my fucking remote control at? I pick up the remote control, right? And I decide when to turn it on, when to turn it off. Now, when I do this with the remote control, do I tell myself, oh my God, if I turn on the TV and the end result of the TV is that it doesn't come on, meaning the TV rejected me, oh, I'm going to take this remote control and sit it down and I'm never going to turn it on again? Or do you go to the TV, you turn on the remote control, you turn the TV on, shit, fucking shit, let me see something. And then you open the back of that bitch, open the back of it, and you roll the batteries a little bit to see, all right, let me see if I get that motherfucker, let me put that bitch back on. All right, let me see. Try to turn it on, doesn't work. Oh my God, I gotta change the batteries. Because I trust myself to know what I need to do in the situation. The TV turning on is a 4. This may be a 3+1. This might be 24-20. However your 4 is, you're trying to get to your 4, meaning that all I'm trying to do is turn on the TV. That's my 4. So that's my 4. The TV isn't working. So now I've got to figure out how to get to my 4. Take the batteries out. Roll the batteries a little bit. Let me try it again. Didn't work. That means I've got to keep solving it until I put the batteries in, I press the button, and then I turn the TV on. And that means you're done with the first group of 4s. Then you move to the next set of 4s. What do you want to watch is its own 4s. The volume you turn up is its own 4. But see, you guys are so used to doing that shit, you just grab the remote control, turn that shit on. You don't even be thinking about that shit. Damn, damn, damn. And you move. That's how game works. That's how it works. But for some reason, the woman, is the remote control. The mo is too pretty, too gorgeous. I mean, look at it. I mean, if I pick up this remote control, it might not turn the TV on. So I'm not going to mess with it at all. The remote control doesn't like me. Reggie says it basically got to be like the Energizer Bunny to get it. No. Oh, you don't have to be the Energizer Bunny, Reggie. You just got to be Reggie if that's your name. You don't have to be the Energizer Bunny. You just got to be you. What is wrong with just being you? That's not you, Reggie. I'm not asking you that. I'm just saying for you guys out there. There's nothing wrong with being you. There's nothing wrong with being you. The only time that it's bad being you is when you don't trust the you. That's the problem. And that's what we're running into. Guys, 19 minutes in the show. You got questions asked right here. If you have a problem, issue, anything like that, ask a question. But, hey, gentlemen, I'm telling y'all, it's a new year, and y'all have not accomplished anything yet. But because of that, it gets frustrating. You like giving up, like, fuck it. I just go back to my own ways and all this other stuff, man. No. Hey, Van, peep gang. My 4 is if I put batteries in this motherfucker, brand new batteries, and I press the button and it doesn't work, my next 4 is, yes, getting rid of it. But I'm going to make sure I do all the steps that I want to do to make sure that I can never say that I didn't, I don't ever want you guys out there to ever say to yourself, did I ever do enough? That's all I'm saying to you guys, okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay? PN, listen, I'm glad you can speak for yourself. But I've always showed you guys how to get the value. You build it, my brother. You must be, I tell y'all guys, the conquerment, you've got to have this Thanos, Dark Side, General Zod, depending if you're Marvel or DC, but you got to have a conquering mentality that Mickey Mouse showed us all when we were kids, that I just don't give a fuck about anything or anyone but myself. And I'm not telling you not to care about people, but care enough not to give a fuck. Where you like, hey, man, because see, when you care too much for something, that person does. And you know the worst person that does that to you is your mother. Your mother's the worst, some of your mothers, I won't say all of them, but your mom is the worst one at it. Because mom sometimes will use her love as a weapon and use, like, you're making mommy mad or your mom disappointed or mom's got hurt feelings. And a lot of you guys don't want to hurt mom because you're too attached to mom. And mom is a woman that can give you information on being saying yes, please, and thank you. But you don't go to your mom for man issues and stuff. But, you know, y'all go to y'all mommy and stuff, and your mom is like, I'm disappointed. How many of your mothers out there? Mom, I want to date a white girl. Mom, I want to date a Spanish girl. Mom, I want to date a black girl. Mom, I want to date a blue girl, or orange girl. And then your mom is like, oh, don't bring no orange woman into my house. And don't bring no blue woman in my house. Don't bring no green woman in my house. You see what I'm saying? How mom is? This is supposed to be the woman that loves you, talking to you this way? Oh, hell no. Mom, let me tell you something. Mom, I love you. Mom, also appreciate what you have done by feeding me, clothing me, and having a roof over my head. I appreciate that. But with that being said, Mom, if you cannot tell me, I'm a grown man, Mom, what I can bring or what I can't bring in this house. Yes, Mom, this is your home. But if I bring a date and she is orange into your house and you don't want her and you feel some kind of way because she is orange, then you know what, Mom? I don't need to be here. I love you, but I'm going to go somewhere else with my blue bitch. I mean, orange, excuse me. Get my colors right. But this is what I'm saying to y'all guys. This has got to be the mentality for everything. Everything. As you mentioned, we build our universe in our minds. Our insecurities are built and injected into. Well, what I'm saying is this. The way you kill it is by understanding or overstanding that it is not really real. It's not real. And if it's real, I still have power over it. How many times I keep telling you, PN, watch the movie, watch adult PN. I tell you this, watch it as much as you want. Watch it. Watch the movie. You're doing it right now. Sit in your theater and watch the movie. Watch the Poor Me movie. And I hope that one day you realize and wake the fuck up and say to yourself, wait a second, I have the power to buy the tickets. I have the power to pick the movie times. I have the power to choose where I sit at. Oh, wait. But I also have the power to choose what movie theater I go into. This is not about me. This is about you making those choices, man. How many times a week should we be going out and talking to females? Never, none. Let me take this up. None. Answer's none. You shouldn't talk. I know that's shocking you. And you're like, hold up, wait, Steve. What do you mean none? I'm gonna ask you a question again. How many times a week? None. Zero. You shouldn't go out talking to females. What you should do is go out and live your fucking life. And while you're living your life, you're going to see, it's weird, it's like zombies. You're going to see these things that have asses and titties called women. But the one thing you don't do, gentlemen, I'm serious. The one thing that you guys don't do is go out your house and search for a female like she's got the serum for the fuck or the antidote to COVID-19 or some shit. Do not go out your house looking for pussy. Go out your house to live your fucking life. And as you are at the grocery store, the restaurant, getting gas, the washeteer, the wherever you're at, I don't care where you're at. It's amazing. You're going to see women. That's when you put your bid in. Because, hold on, I got you, Frost. I got you. I got you, Frost. But what I'm saying to you, let me finish this up. What I'm saying to you, brother, this is why you guys go wrong, because you're actually sabotaging yourself by putting pressure on yourself when you don't even trust yourself. That's one added pressure that says you're not going to talk to women. See, the fact that you want to go out there and talk to women is why you're not going to talk to women. It's not going to happen. Because you want to do it versus just doing it. See, how many times I keep telling y'all, guys, man, the mind, this is why we call it mindsets, brother. Because everything you need to win in this motherfucking game is all right here. And until you understand this, you're not going to win. The mind has to be the thing that you have to focus on. Okay? No. Mass, I got you. Good question, Mass. I'm going to put that in there. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I got you. Man, now your motherfuckers asking questions and shit right now. We got like 11 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go. Hold on a second. What's it? Okay, let me get to Frost. Hey, what are we on our likes, man? Because I want to say thank you to the likes. Where are we at, guys? Where are we at on the likes right now? Hey, I want to give a shout out to my record holders up there, but where are we at on likes, guys? Just real quick, where are we at? Because I want to say thank you to those guys. They might have gotten the record. The fact that they like it, I just want to say thank you because it helps the algorithm. So, guys, can y'all let me know where we at on the likes? Anybody just put the number in there, 14. Okay, hey, 114 guys, thank you very much. Y'all didn't get the record, but y'all, I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys. Proud of you. All right, let me get to this. What's so special about you that makes you think I'm going to date someone like you? Frost. The only way you're going to find that out is Saturday. Now, Frost, I'm just picking a day because I'm sure you free on Saturday. The only way you're going to find out is when we get together Saturday. Frost, you choose it. Is at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Okay, Frost, you choose a day. And then, look, you cannot take it to like spread your ass cheeks. I would say, Frost, because it's cold outside, don't get any ice cream or any tea on the corner of your face, the pillow, your ass up in the air. Why don't you go towards the wine or the cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth? You do it like that, Frost, and you answer a question by also telling her what to do. All right, Frost, that's how you do it. It's very easy, brother. Shit ain't complicated, man. Come on. It ain't complicated at all, man. Hey, Joshua, that was Ryan with the Dean, though. this is a show. If I would have, I thought it was 100. I didn't know it was 200. Anyway, is your bid the same thing as your brother? No. No, it's not. But you know what, M-Dog? I'm going to answer your question second because your question is going to be a longer answer. Tips on business. Hey, Jordan, look, Jordan. This is what I want you to think about, okay? You remember we were in elementary school and we went, all right, before the phones and shit. Well, let me date myself. I'm old and shit. So back in my day, when everything's black and white, back in my day, we had to write, you know, grab a piece of paper and write your number down on a piece of paper type bullshit. Well, I'm a grown-ass man, and I ain't got time to ask for a napkin or a piece of paper. So all I'm going to do is the same thing I would write on a piece of paper, just my name and my number. That's all I'm going to give you. My name and my number. I will give you my email address, but we don't need to do that. Or I give you my WhatsApp or something like that where you can find me. But if you're asking why I'm giving you, and she will ask you, well, why are you giving me your card with your number on it? Because I don't have time to look for a piece of paper or ask the bartender for a pen. I'm always prepared, and that's the truth. And now that she's going to accept that or not, if not, who gives a fuck? And if she does, who gives a fuck? Guys, we're going to be talking about some more conquering tomorrow, man. We're going to talk about that shit tomorrow. Let me see here. Let's keep going. But yeah, I got you, Frost. Just let her know. Hey, Frost, let her know, man. Frost, you want to, what? I'll show you when we go out. Is your bid the same? Now, Mass. Peep game. It's very important. Very important. So what I would tell you, Mask, because it's you, because we got 6 minutes left. Hurry up, Mask, and get your crayon out real quick. Get your notebook out. You know, I'd say this early in the show. Get your notebook out because I want to break this down to you so you can understand the difference between approach and a bid, okay? You see, an approach is when somebody walks up to a woman and just says whatever they want to say to the woman. Meaning that when they walk up to a woman, they're going to just throw whatever they can up against the wall, hope something sticks. And that means what they're doing is every time you approach a woman and you say something different, you're technically giving power to the woman because what you're saying is because of the way you look, I've got to modify what I say to you because of how you look. And because how I feel about myself. So peep game, Matt Peel. See, when you're approaching, there is a judgment on yourself because you don't feel that you're worthy enough. There's a judgment of the woman because you're thinking that, wow, she looks so good, she'll never like me. That's another judgment of myself. But this is the kind of woman that likes guys that have fill in the blank. Then the third judgment you have in your approach is that you're trying to say something to fit in what you think is her narrative of her liking you. Yeah, this is deep, guys. This is deep. Now I'm gonna say it one more time. Remember, Master Peel, when you're approaching a woman, it's because now the approach isn't bad, but it's bad because of you're saying that the woman is so special that I have to change what I say to each and every one of them. I've got to change what I say to each and every one of them. That's why we don't approach on this station. We don't approach women. What we do, young man, and I'll show you, is that we put in our bid, okay? And our bid is totally different from the approach. Because our bid is clear, concise, and transparent. It's like that. So basically, when we put in our bid, we automatically know that she doesn't trust us. And we have enough smart in our mind that if she does trust us and give us ass or want to give us sex, there might be some red flags behind that, because a woman that's so trusting to give up her body, man, I would kind of steer away from that, because I don't want to attract herpes or anything like that. Not to say you can't get them the other way. I'm just saying that women that are loose like that, man, they just loose with a lot of motherfuckers. You got to be careful about that shit. But anyway, what I'm saying is my bid, young man, okay? My bid. That means you, and to understand bids, real quick, Mask, I got to hurry up and say this and wrap this up, but understand bids, okay, Mask, is to understand flexible, okay, and fixed. Okay, those are two very important things in your bid, okay? Flexible means that you make adjustments and you have wiggle room to do different things. That's flexible. But a fixed bid is, that means that every woman I talk to, I'm going to talk to them exactly the same way, because they're not special enough that I have to change what I say to them, and I can get what I need across to them the same way. Just like I'm going to take them to the same places I go out when I go out on my dates, if I go out on dates, because I'm never changing it for the woman. I'm just not doing it. So as your bid goes in, Mass, your bid is based on your first fixed fours. And that is when you put in your bid, you got to define, again, smile, laugh, blush, think, react. Those are things you got to circle off and figure out. Now, if you're hitting all five of those things, you're in. But if you're not hitting those five, you got to be honest with yourself. If I'm only making her smile and that's it, I got some work to do. I'm just letting you know where you're at. If I make her smile and laugh, I still got work. You got to at least hit 4 to 5, man. 5 out of 5 is great. The next 4 in your bid is that you're doing the one thing that approaching doesn't do. See, approaching is just throwing shit up on the wall, trying to stick something. But my bid, I'm going to make sure when I talk to this woman, she's going to know why I came over there, what my intentions are, where I want to do and where I want to go from Jump Street, because I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my time. But you see what's between the wall between those and the woman, right? That wall, she still has a wall up because she still sometimes just doesn't trust you, which is fine. But it goes to my next fix 4. As soon as we exchange information, I tell her to call me first, and she says no, and I take her number, whatever happens, I am going to go to my next 4. And this is with every woman. I'm going to explain to you the story of how the fuck we met. And this is why I tell you guys, when I go out my door, I go out to do shit, not to meet women. And that connects to or reinforces when I my first text message. Because my first text message isn't what you're doing, what you're up to. No, you better be glad that I was out of Fruity Pebbles. You better be, thank my car for not having any gas. Man, you better be glad my car got dirty, because if I didn't do that, we would have never met. And that's the truth. Truth, 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 truth. Telling her the exact truth of how you met. And once you tell her how you met, okay? Once you tell her how you met, I don't care what she says, and this is where Tyler fucked up at. No matter what she says, I don't care. That's why I got an X on it. I don't care what she says. Because whatever she says, I'm setting up the fucking date, because it goes back to a fixed 4, I'm not wasting my fucking time. I am not going to waste my time. Now, the reason why I get to move fast between the non-trust and trust is because she can't smell desperation, creepy, weird, needy, or thirsty on me, because I'm not, unlike you guys, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm not trying to go for the pussy. I'm going for, if you see that door, I'm trying to go for the invite. That's what I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to fuck her, because I can't fuck her right now because she doesn't trust me. She doesn't trust me. She thinks she's got value. She thinks she's a good woman and all that bullshit. So I can't smash right now. But while I'm talking to her, All I'm doing is going towards the invite. That's my flexible four and how I do it. Because I know my flexible four is how I communicate. Land, sea, air. These are the way I'm going to communicate. Can't do space yet. But once I break the chain of not trusting me and she begins to trust me, it is at that point I'm working inside out. I'm working from within. So I have the advantage right now because once you work inside out, okay, gentlemen, just like the puzzle pieces I'm showing you, once you learn how to work inside out, that's where you get the women that always think about, not scribe, sorry, scribe. That's where you get the women that's saying things like, I'm thinking about you. You're on my mind. What did you do? Why can't I get you off my mind? Because I'm already on the mind. That's what I want. And that then, gentlemen, that's what leads me to my fours, dog. All I'm doing is on my four. That's what moves me to B. I conquer A, move to B. B then to C, and that's how you do it. And how you do it is like that. I showed you guys how to add what you need to add in those little boxes like a fucking Call of Duty game. It's very easy. But, well, again, Reggie, when I tell them to get their crowns out, just take notes. It's just a thing I like to say. But what I want you guys, we're going to do a show tomorrow. We do a show tomorrow. We're going to still keep talking about this. We got to talk about the selfishness, man. We got to talk about the conquering mentality, man. We got to stop trying to be everybody's fucking friend and stop giving a fuck. Give a fuck about yourself. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. But, gentlemen, I know before y'all tell me, I know, but what we got to talk about now real quick. Gentlemen, there's two things I want you guys to do. First thing I want y'all to do also, before y'all go to bed, like I've always told you last year, is make sure you think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they all had tomorrow coming. Live every day like it is your last. There's nobody on YouTube telling you about the graveyard. I'm the only motherfucker that came up with that shit. So just remember that shit about the graveyard, okay? Also, gentlemen, I want you guys to, when you get a chance, please go to the mirror. Go in your kitchen, grab a cup or something, pour a little bit of juice, water, or whatever you in there. Go in the bathroom, look that person in the mirror, tell them you love them, and you want to toast, and you just want to tap the glass, say, this is to you, this is to us, I love you, I got your back. I promise you'll say the same thing back. Toast yourself and drink because you are really, truly working on yourself, and that's what all this is about, man. This is about, gentlemen, everything I'm showing you is all about you. We're not a cult, okay? I'm not going to tell you and use keywords. I'm just letting you know how things are, okay? I'm letting you understand because no one teaches you about trust. And no one teaches you about those three judgments that fucking kill you every time. We're going to start talking about conquering shit, okay? Conquering. Get a conquering mentality, okay, gentlemen? Hey, if y'all need to get at me at demandmindset@gmail.com. Hey, yeah, man. Yeah, I like my new motherfucking scribe. Yeah. He becomes like your shit talker. He ain't your scribe anymore. This guy's shit talker right now. He ain't scribe anymore. You know, I move that motherfucker out. I like this scribe. This motherfucker is more into it. He takes more time. You see that? Look at all the scrolls that I have in the mind. He takes his time and writes things with a nice dipped pen. That's why I like that motherfucker. But that's what you'll like about your scribe. So, Gentlemen, please, man, live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. Please love yourself, accept yourself, work on yourselves, and I promise you guys, y'all get this shit down. Y'all going to be okay. We're going to get there together, but we're going to work on it together, okay? I got your back, but we've got to start looking and realizing what we are to ourselves, okay? What we are to ourselves, okay? Y'all are great men. I appreciate you all. Also, gentlemen, I want to say, and again, for you guys out there, because I want to say thank you for all you guys out there that liked and subscribed and hit that notification. I want to say thank you to you guys, okay? You know, hey, one of these days, y'all get there. I know y'all going to get there and take it, but if not today, it's okay. But I appreciate just you taking the time to like it, because maybe there was something I said that gave you a shift, and that's all that matters. It helps the algorithm as well. So I just want to say thank you very much to all you guys. Don't fucking thank me. Stop that, AG. Don't thank me. This ain't about me. This ain't about me. Don't thank me. I thank you. What I want you to do is I want you to thank yourself, AG, okay? Don't thank my cake ass. AG, go pour yourself a little bit of water, wine, juice, whatever the fuck. Don't know almond milk because ain't no fucking almond cow. So it's really almond juice, I guess. Anyway, you go drink whatever you got in your refrigerator, pour a little bit in there, little cup, go in the bathroom, look at that man in the mirror, tell him you love him, toast to him, tap the glass, and we're going to keep that process, because the only way we're going to get you to change is beginning to trust the man in the mirror. And the only way you're going to trust the man in the mirror is to start loving the man in the mirror. Start respecting the man in the mirror and start fucking following and trusting the man in the mirror. Don't trust anybody else but you, okay, guys? I don't mean to move the dolphin another way. Don't trust anybody but you, okay? Anyway, guys, we got a show tomorrow. I'm going to try to do a 10-minute video. I'm going to start kicking out lots of 10-minute videos. We are going to still do the reaction videos and stuff like that. So it's just that right now we're like at 99% of the book, you know what I mean? And there's something else I'm doing I can't talk about right now, but all that's taking a lot of time. So, but I'm going to start kicking out the 10-minute videos and stuff like that. So just want to let you guys know, okay? So, guys, I appreciate you all. Y'all are great men, and I will see you. What is it? What's the mate? Wednesday. I'll see you guys on Wednesday, man. Y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all then. Well, tomorrow, which is today, if you're on the East Coast. But if you're on the other side of the world, fuck it.